36 days is a referendum on national sovereignty versus globalism. And we have a president who is a champion who is fighting against this hostile takeover, not just our country, but every individual in it. Here's what President Trump had to say last night.
Joe Biden is a diehard globalist who wiped out your steel mills, closed down your factories, killed your coal jobs, outsourced your industries, and supported every horrible, terrible, ridiculous trade deal for over a half a century. Think of it. 47 years plus. He was a cheerleader for NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made. And I ended it. Remember I used to say, we're going to end it. And everyone smiled. They said, hey, look, give it a shot. I got it done. Nobody thought I could get that done. And USMCA just kicked in, and it's incredible for our country. Less for their countries, but that's okay. They're happy, sort of. Not too happy. He enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization. That was the beginning of the China rise. That was a disaster. They were flatlined for years and years, and then, boom. Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it, Joe. Joe and others. Decimating your manufacturing and enriching China at your expense. You know that.
And that is absolutely true, except for one thing. He calls it incompetence. Globalism is a scientific plan to deindustrialize the West so we can be totally controlled and capitulate and surrender. That's why all of globalism is about getting rid of farms, getting rid of factories, getting rid of mom-and-pop shops, getting rid of the service economy, having food deserts everywhere. But then China can have all the new mega trains and all the big skyscrapers and all the new fighter planes and all the new CAT scans. But we get nothing because we're being taught to be slaves. And so that's been the plan. And that's why China's been open for 6 months, but we are to never open because that's the blue city, blue state agenda. They're globalists that work for the collapse of this country. My God, it's in the Cloward and Piven strategy. And I sit there and I tell very prominent people this and try to show them the documentation when it's all public and they just won't listen because they can't believe that things are that predatory and that someone else would want poverty. But the system of feudalism has been the most common political system in history. And that's where you keep 99% of people poor to control them. It's the Renaissance, only 550 years old, that comes out of Christianity that was the first to actually challenge that. So this is a war against prosperity and a war against you and I and all of us being independent. Trump talked more about Biden and the fact that they'll never let the lockdown end if he is elected, which is totally true. This is bigger than anything now, a referendum on reopening the country and reversing, which they now say is permanent. Just 2 weeks ago, they said 10 years. First, it was a couple months, then 10 years. Now they say it's permanent forever. Here it is.
If Joe Biden and the Democrat socialists are elected, they will delay the vaccine, delay the therapies, prolong the pandemic, and close your schools and shut down your country. I hate to say it. You are shut down anyway, Pennsylvania.
By the way, I've been proven right. It wasn't a hard analysis that when Trump came out and said, oh, we'll have the vaccine this year, that was to get ahead of Gates that wanted to keep us closed for a few years, have all the apps in place, the contact tracing, the tracker apps, to then make you accept up to five vaccines a year that are mRNA vaccines before you can buy and sell or leave your house. Trump's like, no, you don't have to take it, but we're going to have, you know, an old-fashioned vaccine for learned immunity if you want it. And that's a way to get the fear to go away so people take the mask off and stop living in hysteria. And everything he does is to end that Chicken Little phenomenon. So that's what he did. He was not endorsing vaccines. He was taking control away from Gates and the UN and the Chi-Coms with optimism. Still a very dangerous game, but that's what the president's doing. All right, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours. Then Paul Watson's coming up. If Stuart Rhodes joining us, I'll give the number out when we come back. Get ready. 6 days to election. CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said We will always wear masks. We will never shake hands. And even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue-tied. You better look, you'll get somewhere. Hide what you have to hide.
Here's what I've decided to do.
And tell what you have to tell.
We already have 7 to 9.
You'll see.
Election countdown that only has 6 minutes and ads an hour for local TV and radio stations. So it's commercial free on our end. So we can take your calls of special guests throughout the election. And, of course, we have Sunday now where I do 4 to 6. I've been doing that for 15, 16 years. But the last month we added Sunday Live with myself, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and others, 6 to 8. And that, too, only has 6 minutes of ads an hour. And a lot of radio stations are picking it up, so we're excited to see that happen during the election. And, of course, obviously, on election night, we're going to be here. And we're going to have live coverage. I'm also going to be popping in on some other local podcasts that are going to be doing live coverage that evening. I'll just leave it at that. And there'll be big news either breaking tonight or tomorrow here on this show that'll be national news. I'll just leave it at that. You'll definitely want to keep your eyes on the ball, Infowars.com and Band.video, because we are fighting hard for the Republic. As I say, as many of you say, you can cut the energy that's in the air, the tension with a knife. It's palpable. And I personally have just been praying for a global awakening and for humanity to come back to its senses against this scientific evil we're facing. And I've also prayed to God to give me calm. And I'll just tell you my own personal story and then get into all the news. I have always been blessed, even though my dad was a dentist, to have basically perfect teeth. Never a cavity, never a broken tooth, nothing. But at about 44, I started clenching from stress in my sleep and breaking my teeth off, my molars off. And I actually have my wisdom teeth. And one of those 3 days ago cracked in my sleep down into the roots, excruciatingly painful. And I'm finally going to go get it pulled today right after I get off air. But I already had a checkup to look at it. And it's because my dad's retired now, but he looked at it and said the same thing, that the teeth are like pulverized, where the bone is pulverized around them. I've clenched so hard. And that as the ligaments tighten back up around the teeth, that's what causes the excruciating pain. And so just like your neck tightens up, people could see me on TV. I have like chipmunk size. Now, that's not fat. That's muscle, ascites muscles from the stress. That's where a lot of people carry their stress, is either in their neck, their shoulders, and their jaw. And I literally have to pray to God just to not clench my teeth into bloody pulps. I have to wear a mouth guard at night. If I forget, it's like goodbye the next day to my teeth. And it was really hurting bad about 2 hours ago when I was in a meeting. One of my friends that works here was telling a funny joke, so I started laughing really hard. And I noticed that what my dad had told me, well, this was really hurting a few days ago, is true. He's a dentist. It's just like TMJ in your jaw is what it's called. You've got to relax and have fun, or it's going to tighten up the ligament around that broken tooth, and that's what's causing the pain. And so just as my neck tenses up and my shoulders tense up when I'm worried, my jaw tenses up, and then immediately it causes excruciating pain. And that is such an incredible example of what stress does to us, what the globalists are trying to do to us. And but what's amazing, the learning experience from this is, I can just think about how I love God and my family and know we're going to make it through this, and that it's not all on my shoulders. It's not all on your shoulders. We just have to be steadfast and faithful and strong, and God will take us through it. and I can literally feel the ligament release off of my wisdom tooth and the pain stop. So what a way to make me not get stressed and take all the weight on myself and feel really angry at myself that I'm not strong enough to defeat the globalist. Look what we've all done with InfoWars and what you've done in your own life exposing evil. And look how far we've come, and now the New World Order is exposed, and they're fighting back, but at least we're fighting back. At least we're aware of them now. And so we really do have to celebrate our victories. We really do have to celebrate our victories instead of letting the enemy demoralize us, letting the enemy get us down. We have to be more thankful. So that's just a physiological interesting thing, because this tooth is cracked and will have to be pulled. I'll put an implant in there. Thank God for modern technology. But if I left it in there, it's kind of a learning tool. Maybe I'll leave it in there for a couple months so that every time I get upset, because here's the secret. It's not just your muscles that tighten up in your jaw. It's your heart. And that's why people that are alpha males and people that are really concerned and people that are first responders, you name it, have a lot of heart attacks, is because we take on the weight of the world. And it has to be a balance, is what I'm saying. We have to take on the weight of the world, but still be conscious of what it's doing to us personally and make sure we win the marathon and not just the sprint, because life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I want to open the phones up throughout the full show today, because I was thinking people want to talk. People want to discuss what's going on. Folks want to be able to engage. They want to be able to talk about what they see. So first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. What do you think of the election? What do you think of the ongoing riots? What do you think of the left pledging to drive Trump from office when he wins? That's mainstream news. Told you that was coming. What's the tricks up their sleeves? What are they going to pull next? What do you think of Amy Comey Barrett getting confirmed so fast because they know they can't stop her? They're planning something big. It's whatever you want to discuss, a free-for-all wild card, 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. And boy, do we have a lot to cover. Huge new Biden corruption coming out, more eyewitnesses, more emails, more confirmations of just total corruption with Ukraine and China, incredible bizarre behavior with children, Hunter talking about sex with family members. It's all there. These are just out-of-control individuals. That is all coming up. Chinese group linked Hunter Biden sex tape says Biden's are CIA assets. When you say CIA, you mean globalist assets. And again, I went ahead and told this story on a big podcast yesterday that's going to air in the next 24 hours. I'm not going to say which podcast. But my uncle was a great guy. He was an Army helicopter pilot, did stuff in this Latin America. He was never involved in any of that stuff, but he got out of government work because of child trafficking that was going on connected to the CIA. So I don't need to hear it from Ted Gunderson, former head of the FBI in LA, who's been proven right. I don't need to hear it from a government document. I mean, my own family told me about it before he died, and just confirming the information we already know. This is widespread. This is rampant. This is evil. This is wrong. And it's got to stop. So that is all coming up as well. Please remember that we are only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us, this institution. And so please remember, Black Friday in October ends in just a few days. Up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. We will have to end the sale next week because we're running out of a lot of the best-selling items. Ultra 12 is so good for your immune system, your overall defenses, highest quality B12 for adults and children, taken under the tongue, get higher absorption. Or you can just put it in a glass of water. It tastes really good with no added sweeteners. It just naturally tastes really good. Taste what pure B12 actually tastes like. Non-synthetic. 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, free shipping, big discount. That's going to sell out. Brainforce Plus, free shipping, big discount. Ultimate Krill Oil, selling out fast, still massively discounted. Cabbage Hill, Read about kava. This is a very strong, good quality formula of kava with other key ingredients to give you good focus, relaxed chill. If you need to wind down in the evening or during the day, whenever you need it, check it out. Kava Chill at 500 and 250 milligram at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Supernova Vitality is compressed, highest quality herbs, cold pressed, not ever heated. It's 50% off plus free shipping. That's going to have to end. X2 Nation Iodine Spray. It's 23% off plus free shipping. And a whole bunch of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You couldn't be supporting a more important organization, the Fight for Freedom. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese world government power grab.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What an incredible time to be alive. And there isn't anywhere I'd rather be but here right now, fighting against this evil with all of you. We're opening the phones up. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, on this live October 27th, Tuesday, global transmission. Now, I was not out yesterday playing hooky. I was on an important mission that you'll hear about in the next 24 hours. I'll just leave it at that, but big news coming to InfoWars. I want to go to Eric in Pennsylvania first in a moment because that's where I'm going first. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us only 6 days out from the election and then the 79 days of hell that kicks in once there's an election because they're going to contest. They've said they're going to contest. That's their official battle plan. They are going to go all out in desperate attempt to try to stop Trump from declaring victory. Big article on InfoWars.com. We are on the verge of widespread civil unrest. Well, actually, we've already been seeing widespread civil unrest. We're going to make sure Trump leaves leftist plan to storm D.C. after election. And again, how much have we told you that? How much of the media attack us saying we're crazy? It's not going to happen. Now they've gone from denying it to the media saying it's a good thing. The media is foreign owned. It is enemies of the American people. 6 days to the election and the start of 79 days of hell. Watch live. They are planning to block the inauguration of the president. And here's just an example. Philadelphia, another black man with a knife charges the cops, gets shot. It's death by cop. And so people start rioting. We'll go ahead and play that video in a moment. And so days later, you have ongoing rioting and a female cop getting run over and the police running from the rioters. This is the collapse of civilization. Let's go ahead and roll it with how it all started.
Yo, watch the well. Don't shoot the well. Yo, this shit crazy. You gonna smoke. Yo! Yo, watch my well. Yo, this shit is crazy on me.
So you have the police running from a man with a knife.
Oh!
Oh my gosh! Oh. You chased him with a knife.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! Bro, they just killed them in front of me. Oh god. Yo!
Meanwhile, 2,000 black men are killed a year by other black men in Chicago.
Yo!
Over 500 in places like Philadelphia. Look up the numbers.
And shots.
But it's only when the cops.
Had to give them that many shots.
It's only when the cops called there. Yo. Who happened to be white, shoot somebody, then they're back.
This is crazy, cuz. Yo!
Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. That's what you call the Darwin Award.
They're not sure if this is a tracker, but they have a number that they found on one of the vehicles.
This is where the female officer gets run over by a car.
A number of singles, Alabama,
as a response.
Around this track, and it looked like they tried to rip it to get it off. The thing is coming back to security.
Oh, they
system.
Coming. Oh! He hit a cop! Oh, my God, he hit a cop! He hit a cop!
And they won't care if they die. We'll never even hear their name when they get shot in the head, any of it.
Oh,
and again,
God, he hit a cop.
This is all very simple. The globalists didn't just ship our jobs over to China. The globalists didn't just divide our families. Everything is to bring us down. This is an admitted plan. The communist Chinese, I was reading an article about Xi Jinping in the LA Times last week. I think the headline was something like The Rise of the Red Emperor. Just type in LA Times does profile on Xi Jinping. And I meant to cover it. Maybe I will next segment. It's actually out there in my briefcase. And it says, we're going to overthrow America. We're going to overthrow the idea of Western democracy. We're going to repudiate it. And I'm reading the LA Times in a glowing review of Xi Jinping. The cover of the article, it's a big, long article, is him putting a golden crown on. And this is actually an article in the LA Times that's pro-Xi Jinping. Like the Washington Post saying, Xi Jinping must crush Trump. These people are sick. Now let's show the next video for TV viewers. Radio listeners, there's video on Infowars.com of the police last night in Philadelphia running from the looters. This is exactly what the system wants so that when they attack the White House or capitals or government buildings in the future, just like happened in Ukraine 7 years ago, or in other areas of the Middle East, in these color revolutions, the governments will fall because the media attacks police when they defend themselves. As soon as the globalists are in control, cops can line people up and shoot them. The media won't cover it. They don't want to get rid of the cops. They want to get control of the cops and get them out from under the Constitution. If you think there's some bad cops now, you wait till the leftists are cops. Go ahead and roll with audio of the police running from the looters.
Oh, s***.
This is what the collapse of civilization looks like.
Oh, damn.
Because the police have been told to stand down.
Get him, yeah. 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 That's what I like.
What the f***? Like, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yo.
That's what you like. No law and order, no electricity, no food. You should really go to the Congo. You think it's so bad here. And now looting stores, which won't come back. Now they'll order everything off Amazon.
Oh.
This is all targeted takedown. Antifa, for 10 years, has been training folks how to do this. With the whole put it on the news, people see people do it, so they go out and do it. All conditioning. So let's take a call when we come back from break from Eric in Pennsylvania. Let's talk about masks and current situation in colleges. Marcus in Texas, we have to start noncompliance. Totally agree with Marcus. Eric in Michigan has inventions for InfoWars, also regrets not voting. John in Massachusetts, Hunter Biden wanted to get caught. Yeah, I think so. Psychotics and crazies get so out of control in criminology, they always get more and more reckless. I actually agree with that statement. Scott in Texas, Walt, Alex, and many, many others. We're going to go right to your phone calls when we start the next segment. But brace yourselves, because we're not in a normal situation anymore where we have a government that wants stability and where we have a social contract. Globally, the UN and the WTO, the Communist China, the WHO, the Democratic Party, all of them admit they want the collapse of Western civilization because they'll take control of it. So this is a radical form of modern warfare, and the mask and keeping the small businesses to social distancing are designed to bankrupt them, and then they're not going to come back. This is the end of our civilization. This is destroying generations of wealth. And the AP's got a big article out saying, oh, my God, we're going to have a depression. People will be poor forever because of COVID. No, because of the lockdown you implemented. The globalists did it, and people's cowardice and ignorance about the economy and the structure of the supply chain is what has allowed this. We are in deep trouble.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom, and the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's what you call it, and thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight, and I just wish I could do more. We're going to win this fight together. This election's so important. Please pray for President Trump.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
free nations and republics fall. When it falls, they're going to loot every bit of wealth you've ever produced and make you a total financial slave. You and your family are under globalist attack. I am your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. Now, I'm going to your phone calls, but I have a very important announcement that I need to make right now that we knew was going to be coming. This is a war. And building up to the election in 6 days, we knew and predicted that they would accelerate censorship to as close to 100% as big tech could, meaning hundreds of millions of people who have profiles as pro-Trump, nationalists, or conservatives will be shadow banned or completely blocked or completely banned. Big tech has now announced that's exactly what they're doing. All of this was incremental to set the precedent to censor and to surveil you and totally control you. It's organized crime. They're bigger than the government. They're surveilling you more than government. They're working in tandem. These are cartel operations. So we built ban.video a year and a half ago so that we have a place to shoot video reports and host videos that are censored and show you what was going on and have live streams of the TV show and the radio shows. And it's literally gotten ban.video, I don't know, 10 million views just the last few days. It's really exploded thanks to you sharing ban.video. Now, starting, as you know, about 2 months ago, they banned the URL ban.video on Twitter, and they began banning other URLs. When Jack Dorsey was asked about it, he says, oh, we don't ban URLs. That's an accident. He lied to Congress again. Never gets in trouble. Why shouldn't he? So we created a system that mirrors ban.video with 2020electioncenter.com. And we're going to go ahead and show the banned by Jack URL on screen, please. So now we have another URL that is a link that will copy over all the information at ban.video. And I believe it's censored by Jack. I was talking to him during the break, and I said when we came back we were going to show that. So can we show that? There it is, censoredbyjack.com. And that is the same site as ban.video. The same site as 2020electioncenter.com. And when you go there, it's the same URLs, it's the same hits, the same video views, the same comments. Your profiles are on there. It took millions of dollars to build this infrastructure, millions to put it up. It's money you spent. It's a weapon you built that was designed to be standing during this period. So that when there's evidence of election fraud, and so that when there's evidence of election officials engaging in corruption, and so when there's evidence of all of this, there will be a place for it to be hosted and for it to be game-changing so that other citizens and law enforcement and the president can even be made aware of it. So many times it's InfoWars or it's Project Veritas that makes the president aware of what's happening. And it's always you sharing the links that gets it past the censors and into the president's hands. So I cannot tell you how critical it is to go to Censored by Jack, one word, censoredbyjack.com. They'll probably restrict that in a day or so. We've got a new URL after that. But this is wargaming now. You've got to be in the fight. Censoredbyjack.com. And then go find at that URL what it is you want to share, what it is you want to link, what it is you want to promote. And so in live time, why are they doing this? Well, in Detroit, Michigan, and we're hosting the video as well, Gateway Pundit got the footage of the election officials talking about how to lie to voters, how to keep them from discovering that they are using ballots that have been falsified. It's all on video. We'll be playing that next hour. But that's the type of stuff that's at InfoWars.com. But we can't just have a YouTube or a Facebook or Twitter. We're not allowed to have that. We're blocked. So we built our own thing so that we can go out and get all the videos that are being banned by other people and others and our own reports and fight back. We're Americans fighting for our country in these desperate straits. And so all I'm saying is for your own good, for my own good, for all of us collectively, your email list, your private messengers on Twitter, on Facebook, they're going to ban you anyways. promote it on there while you still can, and word of mouth, censoredbyjack.com. And it's obviously not just Twitter, it's other platforms now trying to block 2020electioncenter.com. But censoredbyjack.com is the one. I want one that sounds more election-y, so we're going to come up with another URL by tomorrow that again, has an election sound to it, because that's what this is. You know, maybe like censoredelection.com, censoredelection.com. Maybe we can get that, maybe. censored2020.com, something like that. And then people will be able to see that, you know, liveelection.com, whatever. We'll have something for you by tomorrow. But right now it's censoredbyjack.com. And don't let them win. This is literally a boxing match. This is a fight. And they want a post-industrial world. That's what Bill Gates has said. Oh, if something's non-essential, like a football game or a restaurant, you're never reopening. We have to say, no, the UN and Bill Gates aren't the boss. And big tech goes, well, if you don't agree with them, you can't communicate. Well, that's racketeering. That's organized crime by big tech, who's already gotten double the wealth the last year under the lockdown, to shut down all their damn competition. This is outrageously obvious. And that's why they've got to silence you and I and everyone. Because they can't have us on air with outrageous criminal crap like this going on if we have a voice. But you're going to have to be your own voice now. These people are sick. They're not just want a monopoly of information for themselves. They want power over elections, power over medical choices, power to cover up what's happening. Twitter censors President Trump again, then spammed users with Orwellian messages saying, there is no problem with mail-in ballots. There is no fraud. Trump is wrong. Oh, but Jack comes out and says, oh, we don't block straight URLs. He's a lying criminal. But this is what they're doing ahead of the election, because they're going to say when Trump announces victory that he lost, and they're going to try to burn the country down. We're here. And it's Trump's biggest failure that he's not acted against the racketeering. Now they're suing Google. Now they're having emergency meetings with Twitter. It's not enough. It's a dollar short and 10 days late. It's a 6 months late, a year late, 2 years late. All right, I'm going to go to break. This happened. I'm going to go quickly to Eric in Pennsylvania, Marcus, Scott, Walt, Alex, Beefy, John, everybody else. Your calls at 877-789-2539 are coming up on this live Tuesday edition. But we knew this was coming. We knew that all this was unfolding. And this is multinational corporations allied with communist China and a bunch of traitors in the media making a good run at us. They're making a real run at the country and admitting this is what they want. And you look at the corporate-controlled media, most of it foreign-owned, they're such criminals in lockstep, they've covered up Hunter Biden and the pedophilia and the Burisma and the smoking guns of paper play and bribery and his daughter's diary and all of it. They all lockstep cover it up. And now they're trying to stop the communication of you, of Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Band.video videos on all these platforms. And now they're moving towards the private messengers. And now Google has been caught blocking emails that have not just us, but Jordan Peterson videos. That's why you've got to override them, because the truth will set us free. As Christ said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, but you must carry the light in the dark of the night. You must be the modern Paul Revere's to carry the gospel of freedom to every corner of the world. And you're doing it, and I salute you. And the enemy is scared, or they're going to lose if you push hard in the next 6 days. Then there'll be the 79 days of hell. Got to push harder.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. And now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and in most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They could throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanning to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracking. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out, where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out. As I take this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. But the whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Overman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it has been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
6 months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, oh, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and of course zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that say they've got to be in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everyone I talk to is like, on my Facebook, on my Twitter. I used to get thousands of responses or hundreds, and now it's like two or three or zero. You're all being shadow banned. And, you know, if you're smart out there and aren't on Twitter and Facebook over the years, you're smart enough not to have a cell phone or, you know, doing that. You're like, I don't care. I listen to talk radio. Well, they're trying to phase that out, too. And so there is a total takeover here, election meddling at a scale never before seen as they try to suppress InfoWars videos, Project Veritas videos, videos of the president, videos of election officials admitting that they're running scams because they can't have this come out or it's over for them. All these people that sold America out, the Democratic Party and others, they've gotten billions of dollars apiece in many cases, hundreds of millions and millions low level. China bought this country. And so they believe they own it. And China is threatening to bring out all the dirt. It's not just the Patriots bringing out dirt up front to get the deep state. China's like, if you don't keep this country under our control, along with their globalist collaborators, globalists are saying this too to their minions, we're going to bring out this information. You think it's bad what Trump's got on you? Wait till we release this. So this is a very explosive, dangerous time. I don't need to tell you that. Give it to God, pray to God for justice and an awakening, but then take action. And the best way to do it is, I cannot tell you again, local radio stations you're listening to. Remember back when TV didn't watch you, you watched it, there was no connection? Remember radio, you listen to it, it doesn't listen to you? This two-way stuff is all designed to control us. So tell folks about those local stations and support them. It's so incredibly important. All right, let's go to your calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm gonna put you on hold, brother. Your phone's bad now. Okay, we're going to check it, make sure if it's all right. I want to be able to go to you, but I couldn't hear you once we went there. All right, I'm going to go to another caller here in just a moment. And just get ready because I'm going to go to you, all right? Let's go to John in Massachusetts. John, you're on the air.
Alex, it's great to be with you. You know, I've been really looking at this Hunter Biden situation, and there's some dots to connect here. You know, first of all, with his drug problems, he's self-medicating for some reason, whether it's something that he's been through as a kid, based on the text messages and the way that the rest of the family's been treated. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he's been abused himself. Looks like he's been forced into this job. You know, we're all accountable for our own actions, but it looks like he was forced into being the bag man doing daddy's dirty work. And
there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, his sister talks about her dad abusing her, probably sexually, and how she's on hard drugs because of it.
Yeah, and either he feels guilty for what he's done, or he's trying to save the world from his daddy. But I believe that he brought those laptops in knowing that he would get caught.
I agree with you, whether he did it to save people or at a subconscious level, the subconscious will do things different than the conscience. And a lot of bad people have a bad conscious mind, but part of the subconscious is good. And that's why serial killers and others always are trying to get caught.
And that's 100% what I think, happened here. Because, you know, all these DC staffers have their own IT people. They don't go to a run-of-the-mill, you know, Mac store with all this incriminating evidence on a hard drive. So I feel like he did this intentionally.
By the way, that's what the Mac store owner thought. He's like, who would give me this? Are they trying to set us up? Or does he use this as blackmail against a different group saying this is being held by somebody? He couldn't. And so he called the FBI for protection, and they wouldn't do anything.
It's unbelievable. Ray needs to go. Hastell needs to go. We need to clean out these intelligence agencies. You know, I believe Donald Trump is going to win landslide victory, and I pray that, you know, more people show up, that, you know, any type of attempt by the left to try to steal this is obvious to anyone who's there. And, I mean, you look at the crowd sizes, and it's already pretty obvious who's in the lead. But, you know, we just need to pray, and we need to rebuke the enemy and, just have the hand of God on this election.
We have to turn it over to God. That doesn't mean we don't take action, but I'm talking to myself. When I've got one finger pointed at you, I got three back at me. I've got to give it to God, and I've got to not stress myself out, or I'll let the enemy destroy me through my own pressure. We've just got to give it to God and just be absolutely calm and focused about our job. God bless you. I agree with Alex in Florida. Trump missed out on a big opportunity. Trump should have been talking about election meddling and about big tech censorship more. He's not been talking about that a lot in the last few weeks, though it's all really peaked, and it's really obvious this is going on. He should be warning people about the internet kill switch they've basically already implemented that they're slowly dialing up right now against conservatives, nationalists, populists, and patriots. Alex, give us your take on this.
Yeah, that was the biggest letdown for me. I mean, granted, he still won that debate in a landslide because of Sleepy Joe, but when that moderator asked, Iran and Russia meddling, I would have literally taken that opportunity to say, no, it's Google, it's YouTube, it's Facebook, it's everybody within our own country. It's domestic interfering. It's not overseas.
And if he would start doing that, they'd have more respect for him. Because, again, Google, Facebook, all this was set up by U.S. national security. It's privately owned. It works for the globalists now. But the CIA and others started it all. Trump's been told all that. They say, sir, it'll hurt the stock market. It'll hurt our infrastructure. Don't damage big tech too much. We need it to defeat China later. But it's already in China's hands. He needs to have the leadership removed. They're part of critical national security infrastructure. You don't see the telecom heads acting like this because they got trust busted. They're on very short leashes. How the hell did big tech become God? How did Bill Gates, how did I fall asleep and wake up and he's my damn doctor? Get off my back, you little piece of filth. It pisses me off. He's on TV going, 10 years until the restrictions are up. And by then, they'll never get rid of them. It's a cult. The globalists are a control freak cult.
Sick. And that's why I wanted to get to the next point, which is why I called in, you know, about moving forward. Because I remember years ago when I watched that movie you were a part of, Amerageddon, and that just stuck with me because I watched it. I was a lot younger then. And, you know, moving forward, it's like our lives you can take, our integrity never. And for them to think we're going to roll over and not fight back, they must be out of their mind. So then moving forward, how do we do this in the best way possible? Because, of course, things are going to get ugly before they get better. I actually had a dream with you not too long ago of us literally holding back a dam. And then months later, you created the communism dam, you know, picture. And I was like, OMG, all the hairs in my on my body stood up.
Well, brother, that's because there is a group collective. The scientists have proven it. They don't believe in a spirit, but now they're having to admit there's an electrochemical transmission and there's an energy force in all the universe. People go, oh, that's Star Wars. No, the establishment knows about it and puts it in movies and then turns it into some mumbo jumbo. But there's an energy field, and we're energy beings, light beings, that are interconnected to each other. We're individuals, but we're collective, and they're trying to suppress that great truth. So we are in the zeitgeist, brother, and I really appreciate you. Let's jam in another call here. Who's up next? That would be Marcos in Texas. Thank you, Marcos. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say you got a little mad earlier, and you need to just be nicer. You need to be nicer, or else we're gonna have to pass out Play-Doh to everybody because you're gonna start hurting people's feelings.
Well, listen, hold on. When I said earlier that I need to learn to not take on the weight, mad at myself that we're not beating this and beating my brains out psychologically and grinding my teeth off to the point of absolute pain. I'm just saying there has to be a balance. Other folks are in comas and just don't even give a damn. They're like zombies. I'm so super awake, it's killing me. We've got to find a medium in there is what I'm saying.
We do have to find the medium, but I guess I'm just here to express the side of, you know, it's like every day for like a whole year, your dad's putting arsenic in your Cheerios, and then you tell everybody about it, and they're like, well, we don't believe you that happened. And you get mad at them, and they're like, well, you need to be nice. It's like, look,
okay, I'm going to hold you over, Marcos. You are, hold on. Thank you. Put him on hold. We got to go to break. You're reading my mind. That's what I was going to come on air this morning and say first is, I'm just so pissed sitting there trying to warn people. And they're laughing at me because they think I'm making it up. I was talking to a very prominent national talk show host, probably the biggest yesterday at length. And I was telling them stuff and they were fact checking everything I said, but there was so much I was telling them, they couldn't fact check it all. And they're just like, I don't believe you. That's too crazy. I mean, it's all there. It's all admitted. It's real. World government, the New World Order, the pedophile rings, the post-human era. This is insane. And people damn well better figure this out. And then to be trapped in purgatory or in this phantom zone where I'm able to get to you and we got a lot of radio stations, but it's not enough, man. I want to turn this around. I want to beat these people. And now I watch the censorship hitting everybody and I just dread what happens if Trump doesn't win. I mean, we're in so much trouble, and they're this close to taking the police departments over, and the police are then going to be agents of the globalists, and then it's just absolute physical war, and that pisses me off. So we're going to go to break. Please don't forget, only a few days left in the Black Friday comes in October sale, up to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. The triple Patriot points and the free shipping will end next week. Great products like X2, great products like Vitamineral Fusion. Get it while you still can.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read,
if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Complaining. I'm just saying, there is so much big news breaking. The voting judge, manager in Detroit, telling them how to lie to people and how to change ballots illegally. Other videos breaking. I could go to jail. Texas ballot chaser illegally pressures voters to change votes to Democrats. This article just went live by Jamie White on InfoWars.com. I hadn't seen it. They literally, during the two-minute break, hand me this right when James O'Keefe calls me and says, have you seen this? And then text it to me. So I'm busy processing that. This is just beyond bombshell. And we'll keep going to your calls. I'm going to play part of this Project Veritas thing, and then I've got the Michigan thing. But any of this you try to promote on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, boom, they're just blocking it. Because there is no election fraud. Why, the FBI director said so. He also said white people are bad. It's a foreign takeover. And Trump is going to fire Ray when he gets reelected, but if he's reelected. I mean, this is so sick. These people are so bad. Marcos, you were getting into how frustrating it is. It's like catching your dad putting arsenic, hypothetically, as you said for folks that just joined us, in your cereal for a few months. You finally catch him and nobody believes you, but we've caught them. And it's so obvious and it's crazy. Because if they win, they admit they're going to arrest all of us because they know that they're close to being defeated. I mean, I don't think people realize how much danger they're in or how this lockdown is going to cause generations of poverty. And it's already killed millions via starvation. And it's so sick, brother.
No, and how many people have told me, you know, I agree with your message, but it's the way you're saying it. Well, how come you haven't said it one time at all in your life, but you want to tell me to not yell about it? And it's just like, you're going to get what you want, and it's going to be...
Look, they're in a comfort zone. They're not leaders, and they're not informed. So they think you being informed is showing off. They're threatened by it. They think you're making it up.
Well, right, and that's why
I sit there and tell people that the minimum maximum of the main sun massive coronal ejections is the main driver of 99.7%, according to large spectrometer NASA analysis, of the overall climate of Earth. And the negligent cause in CO2 equations can also be offset by the volcanic potash interaction with the calculus over squared freak, you know. And they just think you're making it up because they don't know anything. They don't know anything. And they love being conned. Sorry, go ahead.
No, this is why I called in, is because we're at that point where Trump is fighting for us so hard. If you're not going to sit here and take your mask off at a damn Chili's, excuse me, then you're not going to.
And that's why he's doing it. He's taking the mask off. He's having events. He's not social distancing. I mean, I even saw Amy Comey Barrett and Clarence Thomas. Trump tried to tell them, get together. You hold the Bible. And like, oh no, have the husband do it, because even the judges want to follow this crap. They love it because it's a virtue signal.
Totally. If you were to go up to a church in the 1700s and spray paint it, you'd be savagely beaten in the streets. These people are raping kids on TV, basically. That with their genitals out with glitter on them.
And Islam and Islam has announced that it's conquered Europe. France has announced it's now Islamic. I mean, because France has no soul. They gave up their Christian soul. We have to stand for something or we'll fall for anything, brother.
They worship the black. What are we doing?
Your phone cut up. They worship the black what?
They worship a black cube. They worship a black cube.
Oh, you're talking about Islam. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, it's a meteorite black cube.
We all know that Saturn.
There was the cube. All right, brother, I appreciate your call. All right, I'm going to try to go quicker to Tamara, Jason, Scott, Walt, Joe, Beefy. In the order your calls are received, we're going to go to Scott and Walt next. And so much more. And then I've got there's so much news. It's all at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We got the James O'Keefe info as well. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Spread the live links while you still can.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom. And the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's what you call it, thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight. And I just wish I could do more. We're going to win this fight together. This election is so important. Please pray for President Trump.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams
are made of the... Very corrupt, ruthless, powerful multinational corporations allied with communist China and the God-hating Hollywood trash are in the process of destroying the West once and for all and establishing their world government. We have massive breaking election fraud news in Texas and Michigan coming up next segment. I'm going to continue with calls throughout this hour. Huge news as Bill Gates announces himself doctor of the world and says that lockdown will never end. That is all coming up. I'm sitting there talking to a major businessman yesterday about businesses in Texas. And he said, I remember talking to him 6 months ago, and I said, the lockdown's not going to end for many years. He said, oh, it'll be open. And then last night I'm talking to him yesterday afternoon, and he's like, yeah, I bet they actually won't open things up with all the separation and things for a couple more years. I'm like, yeah, it's never going to end. Only the big box stores will stay open. Everything else will be delivered by Amazon robot. We've lost in most cities 50% of the businesses, and most are never coming back. Iconic New York City barbershop closed up for 73 years in business due to lockdown. My dad looked like Einstein lately, not getting a haircut. Finally, his local barber reopened after 8 months, and they make him wear a mask trimming his beard. He has to move side to side while he does it, all in, again, a neurotic virtue signal. I said, Dad, find a barber that comes to your house or that doesn't do that. But this is the medical tyranny. Oh, you're good. Some businesses do rapid reaction COVID tests every week on all their employees. Then they get false positives. Meat packing plants have 3,000 people. You know, in one example, half of them say they have COVID. None of them are sick, asymptomatic. Oh, but it's so moral. It's so good. This is the lockdown of society. This is the control grid. This is the end of mobility, the end of the open road, and the takeover of the robot cars, all the little scientific testing systems. This is the 21st century, and we have to reject it, not just have it thrust upon us, and then we rapidly adopt it. Remember just 8 months ago, the UN and China told us, oh, just a 15 days to not overwhelm the hospitals. And, oh, it'll just be a month of masks. Oh, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. And the governor of Texas and all the other governors said, oh, into December. And you know in December will be the peak of the flu and the pneumonia. So there'll be thousands of deaths a day. They'll call them all COVID and say, oh, it's now extended into the spring. It's never going to stop. It's never going to end. Let's go to Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
I'm just watching the world government take over. We're now in the middle of it.
It's crazy watching the world go to hell. Just wanted to let everyone know that hashtag expose Bill Gates is doing something on all platforms every second Saturday of each month. So, I mean, more people are waking up, but it's just, I don't know how we can get to these masses. That's who we need to wake up.
Well, Bill Gates has gone on all these big TV shows on establishment media that he pays for. By the way, he underwrites them to have him on. Yeah. People ask how he's the doctor running everybody's lives. And he says on those shows over and over again why the top hashtags are that I'm bad and the top search no matter what we do. And because it's a sick joke, he needs to be demonized. He needs to be exposed. He's a guy who literally owns and controls all these big companies set to make trillions, who says he wants to sterilize us and depopulate us, saying we're going to stay locked down and we're going to have to live in our houses and starve to death. We're not essential, as he kills the third world. He's a damn monster. He's the living Stalin wrapped inside Hitler. He's a Trudunkin, and he's got to be exposed.
So extreme that no one can believe it, but he says it constantly. He says it. It drives me crazy trying to tell friends and family. They just cannot believe it. But I show videos and they're just in denial. It's everything. They're in just straight denial. It's unbelievable, the lie he told.
Well, brother, it's just an incredible time to be alive. You know, we can put up pictures of Bill Gates with red eyes all day long. Thanks for the call. We can put up images of him with red eyes all day long, but that makes it kind of Halloween-y and fun. It's deadly, deadly, deadly serious. Let me show you a real picture of Bill Gates. Meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. Smug, sitting back, staring at you with those predator eyes, building a total scientific computer grid based on tracking everywhere you go, everywhere you do, robots delivering your food, cooking your food, driverless cars, making you obsolete, non-essential. They're telling you in your face. Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, said many times, if you try to hide a truth, people will figure it out because they like riddles. And they'll say no because you tried to hide it. You got to put it out in plain view, but then sugarcoat it, claiming it's for the greater good, and then everyone wants to be good, and so they'll go along with it. So the Mayans said, there's going to be a full moon. We got to sacrifice 5 children. And mothers felt good bringing their baby up. They would help prepare them and help, you know, have their heart chopped out. And the other cultures would bring their little boy up, the Druids, 5-year-old boy, you know, for the goddess or whatever, and they'd bind their hands, slit their throat, and kick them into the peat bog. And they find all over Europe thousands of children mummified in the peat with their little throats slit. And the mommy comes up and says, I love you, to her 5-year-old. I'm a good moral person. I'm a virtue signaler. She goes, thank you, mommy. I'm glad that we're going to have a good harvest because I gave my life to the goddess. And then they set them down. The priest walks up and slits that throat. Because really he works for a dark force that wants that energy. And that's who these people are. They're going to give their children inoculations. They're going to go mute. They're going to have convulsions. They're going to die in many cases. The mothers will love it because they're followers. Yep, there's an example of someone found bound in peat. That guy, that's a National Geographic. That was a nobleman. It was a noble woman. I remember seeing that picture. And that was a rare sacrifice that actually would demand the leaders be killed on special occasions. But, and then the peat would mummify their skin. That's why they're so interesting looking. But that's how this operates. And again, if they start saying human sacrifice is good. In fact, let me give you a human sacrifice clip. We'll go to break, come back with calls to Walt and Wendy and Tamara and Jason and Jerome and Beefy. In fact, Beefy's up next. Let me play Chucky Schumer. Remember, he got mad once, actually turned red. He never gets mad. We talked about, if you get rid of abortion, we will destroy you, Trump. You'll be annihilated. Because that's his blood. That's his God, Satan. He needs that blood. He needs that death. He needs that power. And as a Satanist, which Chucky Schumer is, he runs a large part of the operation in New York. Brought in Wiener, brought in the Clintons, you know, all of it up in New York. He's definitely a dark magician, as they call him. He came out and he said, generations of children, unborn, will suffer if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed. Before she was confirmed and then sworn in on the White House steps last night. Now let me say that again. This is pure Satanism. The ultimate inversion. Generations of children will suffer if we don't suck their brains out or spray salts on them and burn their skin off, or if we don't chop them up and suck them out with a vacuum cleaner. So babies will suffer if we don't dismember them or keep them alive and sell them for baby parts. Keep them comfortable, though. Not only keep them comfortable, baby, comfortable, the skin. So this is a true demon. Here he is talking about you got to kill the babies to stop their suffering. Here it is.
Then they think. Here, at this late hour, at the end of this sordid chapter in the history of the Senate, the history of the Supreme Court, my deepest and greatest sadness is for the American people. Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination. As the globe gets warmer, as workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people.
Oh, you love us.
And what
so
this
much.
Nomination
you disgusting,
will mean
filthy,
for their lives,
dirty. Hunchback, freedom, parasite, burn in hell,
fundamental
Schumer.
Rights.
Burn in hell, maggot. Burn in hell, maggot. Burn in hell, maggot.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover, and it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Six days to the election, and then they've got all those mail-in ballots meant to hold the election up and try to implement the 20th Amendment. We'll be here live covering it. Even though we weren't supposed to be on air, thanks to you, we are. And I'm going to just say it again. The reason InfoWars is so important, it's a lot bigger than yours truly, Alex Jones. It is about the talk show host and the callers and the intel and the no filter and the fact that we can't be bought, we can't be controlled. And And as the censorship accelerates, there's fewer and fewer groups that have any speech, including the president being blocked. This is a takeover. That's why having our own audio and video streams, having our own platform, our own crew, our own editors, our own investigative journalists, our own legal teams, our own satellite uplinks for TV and radio, our own internet security, all of this costs millions of dollars a month. You ever read about little local newspaper in a mid-sized town costs $10 million to run a year? That doesn't even reach but maybe 100,000 people. Folks, we reach millions every day. And it cost a good $25, $30 million a year to run this operation. Now think about that. If I've got to sell product, if I sold $40 million worth of product, then that gets me enough money to fund this operation. And so that's why you buying the product is so important. And the enemy has worked so hard to shut us down. They're so angry they haven't been able to do it. Go get a T-shirt. Go get a historic T-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. You know, I'd actually ask Graphics to do an ad with it because it's funny, but I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what I can do, though? I can actually have a victory here right on air. I can just pull up my wife's photo. She sent me a photo. She sent me a photo of it, and it's pretty cute. So I thought I'd do that. But, yeah, she sent me this GIF. Here it is. Overhead shot, please. Yeah, I asked a couple times. Not a big deal, but I notice if I do it on air, sometimes I get it to turn that into an ad. There's also a photo of it. It's pretty funny. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti and with handbills you hand out and with noncompliance, not paying taxes and pulling your kids out of the schools and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. Infowarsstore.com. And separately, Black Friday in October only has 4 days left. 4 days left. 4 days left, ladies and gentlemen. And then that's it. And it is the biggest sales. We might have a sale this good around Christmas, but here's what happened. The supply chains broke down. I told you a lot of stuff's not coming back in. A lot of items we had to discontinue. So everything we say we have in stock ready to ship to you out the door within a day at InfoWarsStore.com. But BrainForce Plus, it's the last run of that. We're going to reformulate it, make it even better. But people love it. Last run of that. Discounted free shipping. Ultra 12, so good for your immune system. 50% off. Free shipping. Triple Patriot Points. Vitamineral Fusion. Free shipping. 25% off because it's about to sell out. So we went to 25% off. It's got the vitamins, the minerals, the zinc for adults and children. All T-shirts, $17.76. All SRL products. Those are one-of-a-kind, 60% off free shipping. SRL products. New Nation Iodine Spray for surfaces, over-the-top strong, 50% off free shipping, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls now. I need to plug here. We won't be on air, though. I'm just saying now is the time to get in the game. Now is the time to spread the word. Now is the time to share the URLs. I'll tell you about a new URL when we start the next segment because they're blocking 2020electioncenter.com. That was the URL that would get out band.video, but now Twitter's blocked that to election metal. They've now blocked 2020electioncenter.com. And notice, we've gotten punch drunk here at InfoWars, myself included. We get attacked so much now that when we get attacked, it's just taken for granted. We won't even have an article out about how 2020electioncenter.com got blocked, totally violating what Jack said. When he said we will not block URLs, that's wrong. Just last week. And how that ties into him blocking the president and blocking Republicans and blocking the House and Senate committees that were exposing it. See, you have to not adapt to being censored and get to where it's no big deal. Hell, I bet if I was, say, on Joe Rogan next week, no one here would even care. Because we're so long in the zeitgeist, so long in the fulcrum, so long at the front lines of the fight, that it's all taken for granted. The crew works hard. I work hard, but we still kind of take it for granted that there's nothing else like this out there. And they're so close to shutting it down. They're so close to shutting the country down permanently against you and your family. You gonna let them do that? It takes energy, it takes focus, it takes stamina, and it takes will. And if you just simply do it, we will win. If not, it's over. Do you have a memory from one task to the next? Can you remember the last thing you were supposed to do? Or are we all so habituated by the TVs and the smartphones destroying our attention spans that we don't even understand what's happening to us? Tamara in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'll keep it quick and short because I know you have a... But basically, at my job, and I bartend, they make us wear the mask, but I'm grateful because it's more of a conservative restaurant. Most of the people that come in are Trump supporters, and the county I live in, you know, it's all red. But then, you know, you flip it, and the health department can still come in and fine us and potentially shut down our business. What do you think the best way to go about trying to get people to stop wearing these masks and stop being so afraid, and also just complaining to us, the waitresses, the owners, you know, coming into the restaurants, wearing a mask and taking it off, and our restaurant's pretty much full, and they don't have a problem with that, but as soon as we pull our mask down and touch our faces and serve them food, you know, it's a problem. So,
well, the psychological war chiefs created this as a way to get petty nobodies and all these neurotic, hateful, envious, jealous, lazy people want an excuse to henpeck somebody. So it's a class thing. They get to take their mask off. You don't get to take yours off. And again, it's all been psychologically algorithmed at Harvard, at Yale, at Princeton, at Stanford, at Oxford, and at Cambridge. You can pull up every one of the articles. And so again, it's all just moronic idiocy. Like when I've sat there in restaurants and watched women in Austin in full burkas pull forward their burka and eat spaghetti under it. Okay? Because they're a cult. And now we're in the damn cult because we're compliant, soft idiots. And so I'm so sad to hear that happen to you.
And, you know, I'm just sick of it. And, you know, I don't mean to complain. I really don't.
You need to not complain. You're not complaining. You're reporting it. You're exposing it, and you need to say no to it. And we need rest. Listen, here's the deal. The most important thing all day, you just said it. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Please don't hang up, Tamara. And when I get mad and angry, I got plenty of time for everybody. I'm just pissed off about how obvious all this is. We want to hear everything you have to say and more. We're going to hear everybody next segment. We've had federal and state courts rule the mask, the social distancing is all illegal, unconstitutional, but it continues to happen because we enforce it on ourselves. We build our own damn prisons. So it's time for all of us to break out of the walls in our minds.
I want this to sink in, and I want to sink in real good into everybody listening, including my own brain. This lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about band.video and the facts that are posted there.
CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated, But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem, and so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers, now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Collapsing in on the globalist. I have massive election fraud news, Hunter Biden audio, admitting corruption, admitting payoffs. I have Project Veritas news. This is just like absolutely insane how much stuff is coming out and how fast right now. So that's all coming up next segment. We're going to go back to your calls right now. I know that a lot of you have been promoting 2020electioncenter.com. That is the URL for band.video of the exact same videos, the exact same URLs. But when Twitter banned band.video a few months ago from being able to promote the URL, it got around that. And so that URL exploded. We were getting millions of new viewers a day because of you taking action. The truth was getting out. Well, we have a new URL. They haven't banned. If they ban this in an hour, we got a new one for you. We're going to just keep fighting. We never give up. You don't give up. electionnight.news. So let's start showing that for folks. electionnight.news. I like the one that has a little red flashing light too. That looks really good. But let's promote that on all the shows. I hope the listeners will promote it. electionnight.news, ladies and gentlemen. And that takes you right to band.video and all the live coverage and all the shows and everything else that big tech is fighting so hard to make sure that nobody's able to get. All right. Tamara, is it Tamara or Tamara? How do you pronounce your name?
It's Tamara.
Oh, Tamara. Okay, sorry, I'm brain dead today.
No, that's okay.
I had a rough day yesterday and a rough day today, sorry. So finishing up your point about they're trying to like make sure you wear your mask perfectly because, oh, you're a service person, but then the royals that come to the restaurants, they don't have to. Again, this has all been psychologically war-gamed. How do you think this should be stood up against? Because I was just pointing out that the federal courts and Supreme Courts have ruled this is all unconstitutional. But again, it's the restaurants themselves all enforcing this. We need restaurants to stop enforcing it and make you sign a form waiving any liability when you come in, and then it's over. But see, it's lawyers. Lawyers banned diving boards and jungle gyms. They're now going to ban going out in public because you can catch a cold. Don't you see? They're seizing control of society through hysteria and chicken little fear. Sorry.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I'm grateful because my boss, you know, he puts up with it as much as he has to, you know, because he's trying to make money. Like, you know, that's his livelihood. But so, you know, everyone's kind of compromising in different areas where this is concerned. And, you know, it's ridiculous when I go up to a department store where there's three people and a woman comes up to me and points her finger and says, you need to put on a mask. Are you serious? People are making a lot of assumptions about my health and my mental state. And, you know, I would assume that if you are too sick to go out or you're really that scared, you're just not going to go out. The rest of us can't put our lives on hold. I have money to make. My boss has money to make. All the people I work with have money to make. And there's obviously people who want to go out to eat because, like I said, pretty much every weekend, our restaurant is every table is full. Every table is full. So, you know, and maybe in these Democrat run places where, you know, no one's going out because they literally cannot. It's a problem. But, you know, in places like Florida and more southern states and places in Ohio where pretty much everyone is are Republicans. You know, the rest of us are just going on about our lives.
Well, that's another thing. Here. Republicans can't get tricked into enforcing, when Democrats don't do it, playing their game. We've got to expose the whole fraud. They're now rolling out in Japan, China, and the U.S., not just drones that surveil you, but they're also having robots come up and stick a thing up your nose because, oh, a human can't come up to you. They might catch COVID. This is total hysteria.
Well, and that's the thing. People need to stop wearing the mask and stop taking COVID tests for no reason. If you have to take it to even know you have it, why even take the test? If you're asymptomatic all the time, if we all carry around these different diseases and different viruses with our immunities to them, then why are we compromising?
Well, it's big tech telling us that we're not healthy enough to live without them. And they've got it. It's why all the births are cesarean now. It's why they tell mothers don't breastfeed. They're taking us out of our natural environment. They're domesticating us. Thank you so much. All right. Let's talk to Walt in New York. Walt, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Man, I am just watching the takeover take place.
Alex, I'm going to help you relax your jawbone. Alex, we have to reach the most people on the most basic level. Earlier, you mentioned Albert Einstein, so I'm going to give you the E equals MC squared for this election. Here it is, the meme. $2 a gallon regular gas under Trump, $8 a gallon regular gas under Biden. How does a $400 fill-up sound?
Well, I mean, what's happening is they are turning us into a surf state. It's how you conquer America is turn our energy off when China and India and Mexico and 160 other countries make zero cuts. I mean, this is all outrageous war against us.
We have to spread this meme on billboards, on the rooftops, tell your friends. This is what's going to reach people, the $2 gas under Trump, $8 a gallon gas under Biden. That's what's going to make the decision in this election if you spread the word.
It's a really good idea, sir, and you're absolutely right. I mean, Biden saying he will get rid of fossil fuels, that would cause the total collapse of civilization.
And fracking is necessary. That's why we have a lot of the gas and fuel and stuff we have is from fracking. People don't get it. It's from fracking. We have new ways of developing oil and gas.
And yeah, these are super deep wells, a lot of them, and they're clean. Some aren't, and when companies do wrong, they should get in trouble. But here's the deal. Everybody should be filtering their water anyways. For folks that don't know, most aquifer water has a bunch of different radioactive isotopes in it. Okay? And so that's another reason you want to filter your water. Tap water, well water, everything needs to be filtered, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of the number one things you can do. Thank you so much, Walt. All right, let's take another call. Wendy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just watching science fiction become reality.
I want to thank you for speaking the truth, even sometimes to your own hurt. It's really been refreshing to me, and sometimes I listen to you just to be refreshed with someone that is going to speak the truth. And I have not been involved in politics or Facebook in about 8 years. I've been raising my children by myself. I have seven. And so I decided that I was going to just, you know, focus on them. And last December, when I heard about COVID and how it was only, you know, killing old people, I just, in my spirit, I felt there was something evil about this. And I had heard about you from a friend in New Mexico. And so I started to listen to you. And then I would watch Fox News and I would compare the information. And you were always a couple of days ahead of Fox. And Fox still seems to, you know, care about, you know, not offending and saying things a certain way. And I really appreciate how you are just very straightforward. anyway, when I started to see all that was going on, I decided that I needed to get the information out. And so I tested Facebook, and I put Dr. Richard Bartlett said, Evan, I inhaled steroid information that you had put on InfoWars. I put that on Facebook, and it was censored. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, this is real.
Yeah, this is big tech not wanting a major medical doctor that heads up the emergency room who has treated hundreds of people that had COVID. Within hours, they're cured with a steroid because it's an autoimmune response. And again, and now, of course, Trump got treated with the same steroids. And why do you think he was so good? So exactly. Well, you know, think of the evil that medical doctors in America, you can't share a video of a local newscast of a medical doctor in Texas. That is premeditated organized crime to keep us in fear, keep the lockdown going, keep us hysterical. Just like that, they don't want you to know about vitamin C, vitamin D, or zinc. God bless you, Wendy. Keep spreading the word. That's how we circumvent them. Keep fighting hard. 6 days from election. All right, we're going to come right back with Joe and others in these big revelations.
China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese world government power grab. As I tape this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. But the whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Olbermann's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom, and the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's what you call it to thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight. And I just wish I could do more. We're going to win this fight together. This election is so important. Please pray for President Trump.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Days out from the election, and the dam is breaking of all the different corrupt intel on Hunter Biden. A big National Pulse article, exclusive Hunter Biden audio, confesses partnership with China's spy chief. Joe Biden named as criminal case witness in the Southern District of New York. An audio recording exclusively obtained by the National Pulse reveals Hunter Biden discussing business involvement with a spy chief of China and how his business partner Devon Archer named him and his father as a witness in a Southern District of New York criminal case. It's got to be clear now that Biden is not viable. And even if they try to steal the election and try to say that Trump lost, the system has to stand down and have Trump in, because he's going to win and we're going to beat them. And there's dirt a lot worse than this ready to come out if this scumbag family that sold us out to China doesn't step aside. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Let's go ahead and play some of that audio. Full audio is on Infowars.com. Here it is.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me. I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York
So there you go. Yes, it's being called the smoking gun across the internet. It's been confirmed. Hunter Biden's not denying it. It's Hunter Biden talking about how he's working under the chief of Communist China's spy system. So the Hunter Biden smoking gun released. Biden smoking gun released. Hunter worked directly under head of Chinese communist spy system. I mean, there it is. Smoking gun. Hunter Biden admits that he worked under head of Chinese spy system. I mean, it's you can't make, that's who they are, folks. We're sold out to China. What do you think Biden's saying, Joe Biden, when he says we're going to kill all natural gas, all fossil fuels, all fracking, all oil? Well, no one can do business here. We'll be even worse off. You militarily blow up somebody's energy supply. Well, how do you do it? You regulate it, and dumb leftists that are brought up to hate their country and to be morons and not know how things work, who fetishize hating their country, they get on board. These people are a damn plague. James O'Keefe's got two bombshell videos. Breaking: Texas Republican consultant and ballot chaser illegally pressures voter to change vote to Dem candidate with gift. Republicans. Now, with Republicans like this, who needs Democrats? If I go to prison, I do not look cute in stripes. I will hate you forever. You know, on here, you choose representative, not Dem, right? You know, on here, you chose a Republican, not Dem, right? You tell him to change it. This is what James O'Keefe is catching in San Antonio. The fix is in. Here it is.
We have Raquel on tape coercing voters to vote the right way, as well as bribing these voters with gifts.
Now, you know, on here, you chose a Republican, not a Democrat, right?
Can I do this?
You can vote for whoever you want, but our conversation that we had, you said you were voting for a hater because you were going straight Democrat. So that way you're voting for the straight Dem. Is that what you want to do, correct?
Can I do it like that? I didn't want it all Democrat.
Let me just show you. So you're going to dot that in, and the line goes like this. And then your initials are going to put right there. So that way they know it was done accidental.
She didn't vote for who we wanted her to vote for. That right there is against the law for me to tell her, like, you realize you voted for...
You can't really sway them like that.
You're not supposed to say nothing.
Look at the shawl. Oh, that's
it. They gave her a present.
Say, man, Motto sent me this badass shawl.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Yeah.
I couldn't vote for him, but you're in his area. You vote for him.
Yeah.
This is what you call flipping people.
Flipping people.
What I do in picking up the balance when he was with me, that's illegal. I could go to jail. So I'm a little apprehensive to tell somebody, you know what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? And again, once he works with me once, he's going to say she's...
I guess Trump was right. I'm sorry.
About doing shit illegal?
I'm sorry?
About doing stuff illegal?
Yeah. They all said he was full of shit.
Oh, hell no, he's not. It's true. Because you're not supposed to do that.
If I have a bunch of them, mm-hmm. I'll take 20 here, 30 here, 40
here. Oh, to mix it up, not the same post office.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So because I told him to vote for Hitler, so I'm going to take a picture of her, mm-hmm. take a picture of the ballot where mm-hmm. it says them two on there,
mm-hmm.
take a picture of you in the background so they know that you are freaking there.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture of us all together, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to send it to you, and you do not let anybody else know this is what I'm doing, because if I go to prison, I do not look cute in stripes, and I will hate you forever.
We have Raquel on tape coercing voters to vote the right way, as well as bribing these voters.
Okay, so who trained her to do all that, all of this? This is a Republican flipping voters to be Democrat, and then giving them address as a present to old senile people. And this is who we're run by, folks. We're run by people that didn't fight for the country, don't even know what it stands for, who just take money. And they're willing to commit crimes en masse, and that's what they're doing, to try to get Joe Biden in. I mean, he can't get crowds. No one's there. Everybody hates him. Let's play some more audio. There's a bunch of this that Gateway Pundit got of the election official over a major precinct in Detroit explaining how to lie to people, how to not follow the state law to allow poll watching, how to kick people out using the COVID restrictions. Oh, yeah, COVID lock. Can you kill the old folks in the nursing homes? You can steal the elections. It's all the perfect selectively enforced thing, and folks love it. So this is how America's being conquered by China and multinational corporations. It's through the fear, through the hysteria. I talk to so many men, prominent men, and they go, Alex, it's too complex. It couldn't be happening. Because they're not criminals. They project that onto the rest of the world. No, you're not criminals. You're chumps. But here's the thing. There's a lot of us know what's going on, and this huge audience of activists know we're going to get this out. This video and audio is on Infowars.com. Spread it from Gateway Pundit. Here it is.
Your chairperson can issue him what type of ballot?
Provisional.
A provisional envelope. Why? Where's it going? Not in the tabulator. It's going in that envelope, right? We have how many days? Six. So what is the Department of Elections going to do with it? Destroy it.
They explain how to commit crimes on this tape to get ballots and fill them in themselves. Step one, kick out the poll challengers. It's like 30 minutes of this.
Challenge. challengers and poll watchers. They have to wear a mask and they have to stay 6 feet. That's important because they can come behind your table. But if you don't have 6 feet, they can't come back there. Any questions?
By the way, hit pause and back that up. We're going to come back with more of this. There's an 11-minute clip. I saw a 30-minute clip of this. She says they can't come check what you're doing and they can't go back there and look because the 6 feet rule, which has been overturned by the Supreme Court of Michigan and federal courts, but they don't care. With Whitmer, hell, she'd go kill old people all day. She doesn't care. She's a monster. And by the way, this is, they've been given standard stuff by the Democrats to say, you don't let poll watchers be in there. You don't do any of it. We're going to come back and play this for you. Did you just hear? COVID's the cover for everything. They war-gamed it. Only way to defeat it is to admit it's a fraud, know the scam, and reject it everywhere. Run your mouth everywhere. Don't comply. Businesses, be the businesses that say no to all this. You're going to win in court. People are going to support you. If you don't, you have no future. You'll be destroyed.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. Now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scan to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Kept it going till the sun fell down.
All right, so let's get back to this huge audio and video out of Detroit, Michigan, of the local precinct head training other people for election night how to engage in fraud. Here it is.
Challengers and poll watchers. They have to wear a mask. And they have to stay 6 feet. That's important because they can come behind your table. But if you don't have 6 feet, they can't come back there. Any questions?
So the 6 feet back ones have really good vision. They can actually see.
Exactly. Yes, they got really good vision. Or they brought their binoculars. 6 feet. That's the rule, right?
Hit pause back in 5 seconds. You hear that whole room of people laugh? Joe Biden's about to get a lot of votes in Detroit, enough to cancel out the rest of the state. Well, I bet more people vote in Detroit than live in Detroit. That's a safe bet, isn't it? Continue.
6 feet. That's the rule, right? And you are entitled to your 6 feet.
Is that common? I mean, can we expect a...
Yep.
Hit pause yes, again. You are entitled. It's the new. It's part of life forever. Like Bill Gates said, it's never going back. Repudiate these frauds. Continue.
It's coming. I don't know if they're coming to every precinct, but they're coming to many of them in the city. Yes, we have already got word. The state has already said they are coming. And the basic thing they're going to challenge is what? Absentee ballot. That is correct. Yes.
What if they're like challenging and they start yelling and kind of making a scene?
911. They got standards. They got conduct standards.
Okay.
They make a scene, get them up out of there. The police are.
So the Democrats don't want police except when they're taking you to jail for not taking shots. Board of Election Supervisors won't let you know about the state code, though, and the law that you're supposed to let them observe no matter what. But see, they got the COVID. Doesn't matter if it's not a law. Doesn't matter if it's been overthrown. Because these are globalists we're dealing with. All right, who's been holding the longest now? That would be Joe in South Carolina. Thanks for holding, Joe. You're on the air.
You'd win the Powerball before you or the person next to you could commit voter fraud. That's just Barry Obama last election.
That's right. They tell us that election fraud doesn't exist. So does the FBI director.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this. You know, we got, so far they're saying, last number I heard was 60,000 people already voted by mail. I think they're just going to keep on bringing in these ballots until they can hold up the election and just never announce a winner and then try to get him out in the court.
That's what they're going to try. What do you think we can do about it?
I don't know. Just tell everybody you know to get to the polls and vote in person on November 3rd.
I agree, brother. What else do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. Don't know. Just watching and waiting, doing whatever I can, telling everybody about this program and others, and just spreading the word, brother. That's all. That's all we can do.
Well, 16 million people have already voted by mail, and once the Democrats, who are known for their fraud, get a hold of those. I mean, here's an example. The FBI couldn't get one Republican to take money from Russia, and they went to over 5,000 people. But they could get basically every Democrat they went to would take money. I mean, what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with Democrats? I didn't grow up thinking Democrats were that bad. Was I ignorant, Joe, or have they always been this bad?
I don't know. And oh, another thing I want to bring up was I haven't lived at my parents' house for over a decade, and they got a ballot for me.
14 years.
14 years I haven't lived in that house. And they got a ballot for me, and I'm registered Democrat, but I voted Republican in the last two elections.
They're bombing everybody with those, my friend. Tell the story. Get it out there. You just did it here. Thank you so much, Joe, for holding. We love you. All right. It's coming up.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Well, he's a great guy, and he's a smart fella, and he formerly was a lawyer until he quit doing that. He's also an Army veteran, and he won a big award at Yale for his article dealing with martial law, posse comitatus, at the law school. And now here we are all these years later. He was also one of the top stabbers for Ron Paul. Here we are all these years later with Stuart Rhodes, 6 days from the election, total censorship online, all hell breaking loose, official Democrats saying they're going to arrest the leadership of the Liberty Movement, even when they can remove Trump. Democrats saying that they're going to rush the White House November 4th and 5th. The left's claiming they're going to try to attack InfoWars as well. Not going to get into that too much on air. Meanwhile, a virus resurges. So does fear of more economic pain. Ahead, AP. Well, yeah, it's not the virus causing the collapse and the suicide. It's the shutdown doing it. And then all the Project Veritas video. You talk about smoking gun. A Republican consultant going around getting people to flip their votes to Democrat, admitting she's committing a crime on video. That's Project Veritas, and that's just where we are 6 days out from the election. So Stuart Rhodes is the founder of Oath Keepers, and, man, I saw a piece on him just a few weeks ago in a major publication. It's like, Rhodes claims the Democrats want to overthrow the country. Rhodes claims they're going to try to cause a civil war. Rhodes claims they want to have states secede during a contested election. But they never point out that Rhodes said it was in the New York Times 3 months ago when Podesta said that's the plan, John Podesta. So this is psychological warfare where they admit they're doing all this. We say it's a bad idea, and they go, oh, you're crazy. That doesn't exist. Simply amazing. So, Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for coming on with us to cover the waterfront here. How would you describe the battle space we're in and what we're headed for right now?
It's both mass gaslighting, like you were just talking about, but also mass projection. They're accusing us of doing everything that they're actually trying to do. For example, you know, you have terrorists in the streets coercing Trump supporters, trying to stop them from getting into Trump rallies, beating them for even just walking around with a Trump t-shirt on. And of course, you expect them to do that on election day. And so when those of us who are tasked with defending your rights, announce that we're going to stand up and protect people on election day, they immediately spin that as though that we're the ones going to be going out there, you know, armed militiamen are going to be out on the streets on election day outside of polls to intimidate voters. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to be stealing the election while accusing Trump and his followers of stealing it. They'll be out there coercing and threatening people while accusing us of doing it.
And let's be clear, these are all classic fascist and communist tactics on record with the media saying Antifa doesn't exist. I mean, they're really making a run at this country. How do you think the globalist Chi-Com run is going? How's their attack going?
I think it's going pretty well. I mean, the problem is they still have this massive pool of Americans out there who are dug in and are not going to recognize their fraud as being legitimate. That's the problem. But I think that, you know, if you're the Chinese, you're the communist Chinese, what would you not want a nation that's your major rival to have an internal battle, to have a civil war going on? So I think either way, the bad guys still win. Even if their side, you know, loses in the coming civil war, they still win by destabilizing the United States and knocking us down.
And you just said something that is so profound. We asked, why are the Chi-Coms? Why is Hollywood? Why are the big tech companies all allied doing this? Because there's never retribution. If they get Biden in, they win. If they can divide the country, they win. Because Americans are too stupid and too lazy and too decadent to understand it. And so China's been threatening to physically attack the U.S. or Japan if we ship defensive weapons to Taiwan. They've been threatening to invade Taiwan and Hong Kong. Why doesn't the U.S. threaten retaliation against China if they don't stop meddling in our internal affairs? I think Trump needs to take it directly to them and not just say China runs the Democrats, but take it right to them and say, we hold you responsible for this, because I think that's what the American people need to understand. If they get that, they'll fully line up behind the president.
Well, I think you should do a massive data dump. He has the authority as commander-in-chief to declassify anything. He should start. He should start declassifying all the files, all the swamp water as a secrets that are being held over the heads of all these corrupt politicians, not just Hunter Biden and his father. That's the tip of the iceberg. But Trump should do a data dump. No one can.
That's right. Releasing it all gives the Chinese no more power.
Right. You expose who's been bought out by them. You expose all their tentacles in the United States. And so our deep state, the only way to ever really drain the swamp is to declassify all the secrets. And that's what he should do. And I think he should do that right now. He should do that as his nuclear option. When they're trying to assail him and remove him from office illegitimately.
I agree. Trump needs to launch nuclear options now and not just roll the dice, because the enemies we face are too powerful. He needs to launch nuclear options. What are those? Data dump all the CIA and FBI files. What else?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's the big one. That is the swamp water. The swamp water all these swamp creatures swim in are the secrets. It both protects them and control them. All that Epstein was doing, all the other, you know, pedophile rings, the blackmail politicians, all of that is about control. You throw the skeletons out in the streets, they no longer have any power or control over those politicians. And all of us will know who the crooks are and who the few good ones are. And then after that, leave it to us. And then the veterans of this country will go and put it to them and take them into custody and do what we have to do. Do not trust the FBI. I mean, obviously the FBI is neck deep in this themselves.
Well, that's because they're blackmailed and compromised as well.
Sure. All of them, all the major players, I would say all the way up to the very top, including Chief Justice Roberts are probably compromised. And we all know this. You've been talking about this for years. But I think Trump has the one last chance as a massive data dump and start declassifying.
If Trump doesn't do that the next 3 days, what do you expect to happen and what are the other options? If he doesn't launch the nuclear option, how do we fight conventionally?
Well, that's the problem. If he then declares an insurrection to be in effect, which is what's going to happen after Election Day, as we already know, the left's going to go nuts. They're going to accuse the right of stealing the election, of suppressing voters, of not counting ballots. And they're going to riot in the streets and try to do a color revolution. The only way to really stop that is with a data dump. Expose, you know, the real bad guys, throw the skeletons out in the closet in the streets, get them out of the closet, throw them in the streets. And then the average American seeing that will know exactly who's dirty. But short of that, they're going to accuse him of trying to stay in power illegitimately by invoking the Insurrection Act after Election Day. That's why he should have done it, in my opinion, he should have done it before Election Day when he was the clear, undisputed president of the United States. Now they're going to wait until afterwards. They're going to declare him illegitimate, and then he'll try to suppress the insurrection, and they'll point to that and say, see, he's a dictator, and which will justify.
And that's exactly what Podesta war game. So he even had the little bastard's war game. Think about the arrogance of him letting the New York Times into a Democrat war game over Zoom. I mean, why the hell are they even telegraphing it? Is that a confidence game, or what is it?
Well, I think it's instructions to their people. This is what's going to happen. Here's how we're going to do this. And they're so confident that they control media and a legal system, if they believe that if they put enough pressure and have at least the color of this being legitimate, that they'll be able to press through in the courts a decision that goes their way. Because don't forget, they have compromised justices as well. I think Roberts is one of them.
And that's why they're so pissed about Amy Coney Barrett, is they think she will vote for Trump and finally breaks the fact that at least one or two are compromised. You think that's accurate?
Well, yeah, that's why they're starting to demonize the court now. They're trying to say, well, this is illegitimate because she was confirmed when she shouldn't have been, even though it was perfectly constitutional and perfectly legal. They're going to now attack the credibility of the court. So no matter what, if the
all right, Stuart Rhodes, Skype froze. We will go back to him as soon as it comes back on. Folks, you notice everything we said a year ago, 6 months ago is all happening. People thought I was fear-mongering. I'm not fear-mongering. The Democrats are public about this. As Stuart Rhodes said, they do it because it's their battle plan, and they want to legitimize it. So, again, as soon as we get a Skype reconnected, we will. They're going to do this, and they already have this control grid of big tech censoring everybody where you can't get medical news, where you can't get political news, where only what official news says is allowed. This is an electronic straitjacket. Stuart, we're going to break, but what are the other topics you want to hit when we come back? Still working on his Skype. We'll just come back to Stuart here in just a moment. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com are the websites. And we have the news site because Twitter has now banned another URL, not ban.video, not 2020 Election Center, but now we have electionnight.news, electionnight.news. One word. Big brother, big tech hopes you do not share. electionnight.news. If you want the Chi-Coms to win, do not spread. electionnight.news.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps to track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover, and it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no.
Already Fauci and the WHO and the Communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then, we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now. China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like Communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a Chicken Little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese, world government power grab.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Big article on InfoWars.com. Big tech censors 2020 electioncenter.com. Days before election, even though the head of Twitter said they wouldn't censor URLs, they already censored band.video. Just another example of how they're already censoring the Republicans, how they're censoring senators and House members. Stuart Rhodes, you formerly were a practicing constitutional lawyer. You hung those spurs up to lead the great organization that's really got the system so concerned, Oath Keepers. But looking at the censorship, how it's across the board now, and how Congress failed to act. Now Congress is filing lawsuits against Google and things a day late, a dollar short. What should have been the action? I mean, is it this racketeering, organized crime, collusion by big tech when they admit they're going after certain classes of people?
Yeah, absolutely. And they lied to their face, they lied to Congress in their face, you know, what, last year. And what they should have done is the DOJ should have investigated them and should have been prosecuting them already for everything you just said, for racketeering, for conspiracy to violate civil rights. I mean, for fraud of the inducement and fraud in the delivery. You know, when you sign up for Facebook, you agree to terms of service, but then they don't comply with their own terms of service. They will shadow ban you or outright ban you. We had a 500,000 followers on our Facebook page. It took down our Facebook page and all of our state pages in one day, and all of our personal accounts were deleted as well. No due process whatsoever.
And how
no
it works action. Is mainstream media will tattle on you and say, oh, look, they've got followers, and then big tech responds and bans.
Yeah. So it's now obvious what they're doing. But no, the Trump administration, frankly, has been asleep at the switch when it comes to prosecuting any of these people under federal law, under existing federal law. And it's long overdue. They should have done a long time ago. That's the problem, though, is they all have a feeling that
a feeling of invincibility, a feeling that they're not
all the way down to Antifa on the street. They can beat people with impunity. They get bailed out. So they all feel like a total carte blanche. And I don't blame them. I mean, the Trump DOJ has done nothing. Reality.
That's why they're so scared of Trump getting in. He's already said he may get rid of Barr and Ray if reelected. So what do you expect Trump to do if he is able to get reelected, is able to get in?
Well, I hope he does what he says he's going to do. But you know, I mean, he should have been doing that already. There's no point in waiting. That's the problem. Is they're always told, well, you got to wait till you're reelected before you can do any of these things. And there's no guarantee that he'll be reelected. No guarantee he won't be assassinated. He should just do what's right from moment to moment and do what's right now and stop screwing around. That's what I think.
And that's what the system fears most, is direct action.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem, is they did what I knew they were going to do. Same thing they did with Reagan, is they surround him with establishment loyalists who will contain him and run the clock out. That's what they've done to Trump. And now they convinced him, don't drop the hammer. Don't, you know, invoke the Insurrection Act. Don't put the troops on the border. Don't do all the things that he should have done to secure our Constitution and secure our republic. Wait until you're reelected, then he can do these things. So they get, now they got him here. But now he's going to be reelected under what's going to be considered questionable circumstances that they've created, and they're going to have all these never-Trumpers stabbing him in the back. Don't take it for granted that he'll win in the Supreme Court if this goes to the Supreme Court. Don't take it for granted that all the deals have
been Stuart, I'll be honest with you. I have a bad feeling, and my gut was right last time that Trump was going to win. My analysis is he's going to win, but because of the fraud, they may just say he lost, have the media announce it, and then when he challenges it, they're calling him a dictator. They're the ones that are going to challenge, but if he challenges back, they've already defined that as dictatorship behavior, and he's going to be driven from power by these, armies of meth heads they've already got cranked up and ready to go in D.C.
Exactly, and frankly, we're concerned about a Benghazi-style attack. That's why Oath Keepers will be posted outside of D.C. We've got some of our best men working on the plan right now for where we're going to be. But we'll make sure that we're within range because I don't trust the Pentagon. I don't trust the brass. I don't trust even the Secretary of Defense to stand behind the president. And don't be surprised if you don't get the same kind of stand down order you saw with Benghazi. You had willing men.
Well, the Joint Chiefs already told the Democrats 2 months ago when they said, will you help us overthrow Trump? They said, we will not get involved. Well, that's the same thing as helping them if they're going to have a stand down.
Right, exactly. That's the risk. Is a stand down order last minute, you expect the military to save the White House. But if there's a stand down order given and then they're kept on post, then what happens? The same thing that happened in Benghazi, but intentionally done. That's what we're concerned about. So that's why people honor bound and do what we can.
And they're not in Cleveland like they were 4.5 years ago when the state police and local police knew what was going on. They knew there was a truck bomb plan. They, for several blocks around it, surrounded it with dump trucks, thousands of police with their guns already, so that no roads could get in there to actually do that. Trump is in the middle of D.C., in the middle of a swamp, surrounded by enemies.
Oh, yeah, and certainly the president would probably be whisked away by Secret Service, but the problem is meanwhile you have the victory for the radical left of having the Antifa flag or a communist flag flying over the White House. They would love to have that.
And let's be clear, the Democrats already say, we're going to have our own inauguration. Geography doesn't matter if he's bunkered into the White House. And then Clinton talks about him in there with sandbags. They're obsessed with physically getting the White House. They've told us.
Yeah, so I think it'd be foolish not to expect that and not to plan for it. So that's what we're doing. Oath Keepers is planning for that eventually.
Because if 10,000 Antifa try to climb over and don't care if they're getting shot, then the Secret Service are bad if they're mowing people down. Even 500 Secret Service are going to run out of bullets if 10, 20,000 people attack.
Right. So that's what we're concerned about. I mean, I know it sounds outlandish and it sounds kind of crazy, but given the trajectory of the left and how far they've gone into weather underground terrorism already, I think we'd be foolish not to plan for that as a possibility.
Also, the left are decoys for the real international multinational mercenary groups that literally could drive in armored dump trucks, with explosives and roll one in there and blow up the White House. I mean, this is real.
Sure, there's that Red Green Alliance. They have a lot of jihadists who are well trained and experienced in warfare, and of course you have the PLA advisors. Wherever there's going to be material, you can expect there to be advisors as well. So don't be surprised if we don't find out later that there were PLA advisors directly involved in the plans surrounding Election Day.
What about executive action? You know, that's a term usually used for killing a president. What about the other way around? I'm not an authoritarian guy, but when you're faced with Chinese operatives funding Democrats, that makes them literally enemy combatants in the truest sort. I know you wrote papers on enemy combatant status, but I mean, what do you call this when you've got these enemies? We know they're pulling this. We know they're foreign agents. We just let them keep pulling it? Because if the Justice Department won't do its job, then constitutionally, where does it fall? To the president? To the army?
Well, it's treason is what it is. So what Trump should do is he should fire Barr and put in an aggressive prosecutor that will actually enforce the law. That's what he should do right away.
And then have the hostage rescue team of the FBI go arrest a few hundred globalists. They'll roll over and quit.
Well, that's why he should do the declassification. If he does a declassification of the dirty secrets that control them, it would expose not only them, but it would expose the deep state itself, the actual deep state, the ones that are blackmailing everybody else. So he should use that nuclear option. He has the ability to do it. I'm sure he's being advised somehow he can't do it, but he has absolute authority to declassify anything he wants.
Well, what we're seeing is the nuclear option by Chinese water torture. I mean, you know, it wasn't just the average Joe's got a lot of this stuff. I think Trump is dribbling it out, but not fast enough. I think he should flood it out now.
Yeah, absolutely. Flood it out and completely. You should just order the Marine Corps to go seize the databases at the NSA and the FBI and just sit on it and let the military intelligence guys sift through it all and help them declassify it. Get it done. Don't trust.
All right, let's talk about the historic time we're in with Stuart Rhodes, author, researcher, head of the Oath Keepers, an amazing patriot. Don't forget our new website is electionnight.news. That URL is not being censored right now. It's how you share band.video and all the live feeds. It's how you defeat the New World Order. Do you want to defeat them? Do you want to fight back? Then spread that link, electionnight.news. Stay with us. And oathkeepers.org.
I want this to sink in, and I want it to sink in real good into everybody listening, including my own brain. This lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about band.video and the facts that are posted there.
CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they had to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no. 6 months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, oh, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and of course zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that say they've got to be in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We talked before, and you were saying that they had you on medication, but the medication f***ed with your creativity. It f***ed with all kinds of things.
Or it blocked my ability to channel what God wanted me to do. But we're all on medication right now. Did you use toothpaste with fluoride today? It blocks your pineal gland. And they put children on it, and we put our kids on it. You know, it's inside the deodorants that we use. It's all these things to create like a disconnect to God, to serve that. It's like, are you serving man? Or are you serving the one and only master? The last figure I saw is there were 210,000 deaths due to COVID in America. And everywhere you go, you see someone with a mask on. With the A word, culture. I'll say it one time, with abortion culture, there are 1,000 black children aborted a day, daily. We are in genocide. So more black children have died in the past since February than people have died of COVID, and everyone wears a mask. So it's a matter of, where are we turning a blind eye to? Like, the media can control, a lot of times it has control, what we care about. I even heard somebody say at one point.
Yep, that's Kanye West. It's a couple days ago down the street from where my studios are with Joe Rogan. And I like Joe's show, but, you know, he has Jamie, everything I say, fact check it. He's let Kanye roll. Of course, what Kanye was saying is all true. But here's the good news. I'm proud of this. InfoWars was instrumental in waking up Kanye West. He's talked about it. And so see how that works? Even though Alex Jones isn't on the Joe Rogan show, I am on the Joe Rogan show because you're on the Joe Rogan show. Fluoride in the water, brain damaging us on record. The targeting of the children for abortion. Oh, but they love you so much. Oh, they want to save you. Oh, 14 black guys got killed by the cops wrongly. Let's riot. But oh, millions of black kids died. Nobody cares. Kanye is exposing it, and it's beautiful. Stuart Rhodes, I want to take a few phone calls with you because it's all on the same subject, the election, what's coming up. But talk about the Great Awakening. The globalists have got to be scared. I don't see how they get away with putting Biden in with all this Chinese propaganda and espionage coming out, unless they're going to try to bring in a total tyranny to suppress all of us once they get in. But lo and behold, the Democrats, as you know, not just disgraced former MSNBC host Lakeith Overman, but Democrat leaders are saying they're going to punish us. They're going to arrest us. They're going to get the leadership. We're terrorists. They're planning an authoritarian takeover if Biden's able to get in or they're able to assassinate Trump. We really should be thanking our lucky stars and praying for the president. You're a smart war game, military background, also former lawyer, all of it. You've had a good crystal ball. What happens, God forbid, if Biden gets in?
Gets in, I think at least about a good third of this country will not recognize him as being legitimate, and I'm one of them. I don't trust the electoral system any longer. That's the problem. It's been so many times, Project Veritas, multiple videos exposing, doing the awesome work they do, exposing all the fraud. It's already admitted. It's already been going on. And so that's the problem. And that's what happens. When you're trying to attack a country and destroy it from within, you make sure that everyone questions the legitimacy of their government and the system. And so they win, in a way they win, even when it's us not trusting the results. So either way, you want it with a destabilized country. But no, I can't concede that to Biden. I think it's going to be stolen. I think Trump will beat him soundly unless it's stolen. And so you're going to wind up with very much like 1861 with half the country not trusting results either way it goes. That's where we're at. But the big picture behind that is this massive ideological division in this country. The left has gone full Marxist. The Democratic Party is now the party of communism. That's what they are. And it's a party of totalitarianism. Someone like Biden, of course, is an old school corrupt Democrat. He's not, same category as some of the new true believer leftists, but he'll be controlled by them. He's only a puppet. And so we're going to see a full court press to lock down this country and impose.
That's right. He's fully endorsed Bernie Sanders and AOC and all these other pieces of filth.
Sure, because he's riding their wave. It's a wave of communism on the left and a wave of populism and nationalism on the right. Those are two competing, clashing visions for this country, and they're irreconcilable.
What about retribution against China? I mean, now Trump hit them with massive tariffs. We cut off a lot of their operatives. We've cut off the money to the Democrats, but this is a military attack. I mean, I love that Trump's the big peacemaker and getting us out of these wars, but now we're actually under attack, Stuart. Now I want some pushback. But how do you do that with a nuclear power?
Well, what you do is proxy warfare. The Democrats and all the leftists that are part of their proxy warfare, that's what we're fighting right now in the streets. But you got to root out the leadership, the ones that have turned, the turncoats, the traitors who have turned over and are bought out by the Chinese. And that's why you can't concede the left coast. I've heard many patriots say, well, let California go and Washington State and Oregon. That's a massive mistake. You can't do that, or you have a communist Chinese foothold on U.S. soil.
I agree. China. We have to ideologically retake those areas.
You're going to have to just, it's going to wind up being a war. You're going to defeat them in warfare. And then you got to figure out, you know, it's kind of like with the founding fathers dealing with the loyalists. What do you do with these people?
And by the way, you just said it. The left sees the West Coast with all the Chinese investment has already broken away. That's why Podesta in that war game with the New York Times said, we're going to have the Western states secede the West Coast. So we don't want to give them what they already want.
Yeah. Why give it up? You can't do that. And this is the thing. You're not going to make peace with communists. You're not going to say, okay, you can keep those three states and that'll be commie land on U.S. soil, but you can have that, and then we'll get along after that.
They always exploit the territory they have to take over the bordering territory.
Yeah, absolutely. So all you do then is give communist China a legit foothold on U.S. soil. But they're already doing it. I mean, there's a Ho Chi Minh Trail coming right up through Mexico. They're bringing explosives in. They're bringing RPGs. They're bringing all kinds of weapons. They're bringing in advisors as well. It's the same thing we saw as in Vietnam. It's just it goes through Mexico this time instead of going through Laos or Cambodia.
Well, let's talk about military rules of engagement. I'm not going to do it. You know, you're there defensively, bringing resources, you know, in to defend the president. That's the point we've gotten to. But if they have terror groups with RPGs attacking governors' mansions and capitals to create fear, obviously law enforcement needs to just take matters in their own hands. The citizens at a certain point are going to talk about this. We're only 6 days out from this. If, let's say, Antifa will take credit, but it'll be some globalist operatives, you know, kill some governors, blow up some stuff, blow up some conservative news publications to scare everybody into submission, you don't actually go out and try to find the people with the RPGs that attacked that disappeared. No, you go after their commanders who are the Democrats that have openly aligned themselves with the Chi-Coms. Now, I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying militarily chasing the terrorist around is not what you do. You go after their commanders. But again, we don't have any command and control to go after their commanders.
Well, you do both. You have to have a stability program where you defend your communities. That can be done by the average Joe. And then the more well-trained veterans, like your special warfare-trained veterans, it should be them. That should be their task, is go after the command and control of the bad guys. And that goes way up the ladder, you know. So that's – if this blows up into a civil war, you will bet that our side will not just go and fight their street soldiers. We will go for their command and control also. That's a smart thing to do in warfare. That's what's going to happen. And I think you're going to see that. We've had recent discussions with guys that are special warfare veterans and also current serving. They're paying very much attention to what's going on, and quite a few of them are waking up. And so it's not going to be an easy fight for the radical left. They're going to get swamped with very competent, battle-hardened veterans on our side.
But again, the left are just cannon fodder. And so I'm not getting into the war planning or any of these things, but if you have Chi-Com-backed attempt to overthrow the country, the Democrats admit they're overthrowing the country, and they're trying to do it, I just simply – don't want them to be able to model the battle space where Americans kill each other. I just want to have a discussion about how the traitors are going to be treated, the collaborators that were part of this.
Well, that's what Trump should do, the data dump. I mean, no one, unless they're completely insane, is going to turn a blind eye to, you know, very clear evidence that someone's a pedophile, for example, is a sitting senator.
That's right. So you identify who the targets are by putting the dirt out on them.
Sure. You put it out there WikiLeaks style. That's why Assange, you know, is so dangerous to the deep state. He put it out there for everyone to see. Do the exact same thing.
All right, stay right there, Stuart Rhodes. I'm Alex Jones. It's the Battle for the Republic 2020. It's here, fighting for our lives.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. Now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, you know, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanned to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
As I tape this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. But the whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda.
And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Oberman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment of this hour. We're going to talk to Terry, Derek, Jason, and Beefy. Beefy's up next. I'm holding patiently. Stuart Rhodes is here with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's the oathkeepers.org.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I know I sounded crazy 20 years ago, and I sounded nuts 5 years ago, and even 2 years ago, but I'm studying what the globalists are actually doing. Now, Stuart Rhodes, I'm in the weird position, I know you are as well, where you were talking about stuff 5 years ago, 6 months ago, a month ago. It's all coming true because you studied military history. You studied the different current factions and how they operate. They're always so arrogant. They operate like we can't read their own white papers. Or their own stuff that falls into our hands. I mean, it's always bizarre to me. Like if I was Podesta and evil, I wouldn't be having public war games with hundreds of people on the Zoom call in front of the New York Times talking about civil war secession. But I get it. They've got to normalize the outrageousness they're involved in. I think it's going to be their undoing. But just quantify them. We're going to some calls. This time in history, we've never faced something like this since our founding. I mean, I think even the Civil War was less of a threat than this is right now. What do you think?
Well, this is much more like the American Revolution, the first one. That was our first Civil War because it was a split in families. Like Ben Franklin and his own son were estranged. This is an ideological split, much like that was. And also, of course, it's a civil war because you have sitting politicians who are part of the enemy's ranks. They're in line with radical.
So we're just totally infiltrated. It's all mixed together.
Right. It's all mixed together. And so, but the good news for us, though, is we have 14 million veterans, I believe, at least a massive pool of combat veterans who are awake and aware. And as you said earlier, you've got the walkaway movement now. You've got people walking away from the Democratic Party. The danger for us, though, is that they're going to create so much instability that people will turn to the military and the military will be seen as the saviors. And all you're doing is jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You do not want a military dictatorship in this country. And so people have got to make sure that we run a stability campaign in our own communities to make sure that we keep the lid on things so it doesn't spiral out of control. So you don't get generals that then pop up and claim to be the saviors when all they do is usher you into the destruction of the Constitution. So it's important for us, all you veterans out there, you got to stand up and stand watch and lead your local community in watching over their own backyards, over their own neighborhoods, their own towns.
And let's remember, we are genetic spliced copies of all our ancestors. So if you wonder why humans keep acting the same, we are basically those same people. And since what you're saying is totally true, we do the same stuff over and over again.
Right. And so bad guys, of course, they'll manipulate you through fear. That's the big one. Fear and hatred. So if we can keep a lid on the violence in our communities and stop them from creating the chaos that they want and they need, then we'll have a better chance of coming through this with an intact constitution. But be careful though. I mean, the false choice has been given before. Look at Germany. To stop the communists, everyone leaped into the arms of Hitler. And so I want to make sure that people understand that you have to make sure you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I agree, but I don't think we have a Hitler character in the Republican leadership right now. I feel pretty good knowing Trump's there. I don't think he wants to be a dictator.
No, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the generals. I mean, this
no, is no, I totally agree that once we have this atmosphere, they could kill Trump and say they're a right-wing leader.
Right, which is why I believe Trump should be in a secure location on election night and thereafter. He should make it difficult for them to find him and isolate him. He needs to be someplace where he has the ability to reach the American people no matter what's going on. So he needs to work that out.
So should he be like at Site R in Maryland or in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado?
Wherever he needs to be secure, but also have the ability to reach us and talk to us. So I'm not, it's way beyond my pay grade. That's where he should be. Wherever he needs to be safe and secure with his own security force, not trusting, unfortunately not trusting.
Oh, we're definitely in the time of betrayal and sneakiness because the Democrats, because they're so weak and evil and so bought off, that's what makes them dangerous to me, Stuart.
Well, sure. They want to get rid of him no matter what because they see that this is a risk for them. They could be exposed. And so that's why you should expose them. Just do the data dump. Do it now. Drain the swamp. That is the swamp water. All the dirty secrets. Just drain it. Do it all in one fell swoop. And they'll be left laying out in the sun, you know, naked and exposed. We'll all be able to see who's who. And then after that, it'll be on. They'll be hunted down, you know, by us, by the people.
Stuart, let's take a few final calls. Oathkeepers.org. Please remember, listeners, we have the best high-quality multivitamin with amino acids, all the vitamins, all the essential minerals, the amino acids to get it to your body. For children and adults, it's called Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's still in stock, selling out quick, InfoWarsStore.com. And to thank you all for your support, stock up on it. Ultra 12 is great for your immune system as well, InfoWarsStore.com. Take it under the tongue, highest quality B12. This big sale's got to end in 4 days, Black Friday in October. Triple Patriot points in your next order. Free shipping. Infowarsstore.com. A lot of stuff is sold out. We should be getting it back hopefully sometime. But BrainForce Plus is selling out. Infowarsstore.com. And get your T-shirts there as well. It's so important to keep us on the air. I want to thank you all. Let's go ahead. And who's been holding the longest here? That would be Beefy in Virginia. Beefy, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
How are you doing, man? It's good to talk to you.
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty beefy, brother. Look, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that it's really easy to volunteer to poll watch. You can legally do it. You don't even have to fill anything out. You can legally go poll watch. But if you want to go and volunteer, you can go to protectthevote.net, and you can volunteer to poll watch. And I think it'd be really good for everyone to get out on November 3rd. I mean, I took the day off. And, you know, we just got to go out there and
Well, you heard that Democrat video earlier, that audio, where they're up in Michigan saying we're going to basically steal the election. We're not going to let poll watchers in here. They're scared of poll watchers. So what you're doing is a great job there in Virginia.
Yeah, and we just got to, you know, we just got to force it. We got to be stronger than them. We got to come with everything with 100%. We got to really tell them what's going to happen. We're going to watch the poll. We're going to watch people vote, and we're going to watch them submit their vote and make sure it gets delivered. I'm even going to go to the extent to where once the poll closes at night, I'm going to watch those ballots get delivered to the State Department or wherever they're counted at that night. That's that's how far I'm going, but I can't say the same for others.
I know one thing's for sure, Beefy, and I appreciate your call. This is an exciting time to be alive. I keep going back to that with you, Stuart. Politically, you've talked about the time we're in, but what about the spiritual time we're in? The fight between good and evil is so clear now. The Skype broke up. Stuart, the fight between good and evil right now is so clear. What would you call this historical time, good versus evil?
I can't hear Alex.
Okay, well, you may be having a few Skype problems there with Stuart Rhodes. While we figure that out, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in New York. Jason, you're on the air, or New Mexico. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Just as you was mentioning the spiritual battle, I wanted to remind people that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So may God continue to strengthen you, the crew, and all of our family. My frustration comes because they've stolen our sovereignty, and we the people need to regain our jurisdiction. This nation was not built by the Congress and for the Congress. It was built for the people by the people. We have more than enough evidence that for decades these politicians have, you know, sold us out. So we're facing another election, but are we going to vote for more corruption? Like Stuart Rhodes was saying, we have enough to go round these people up. What are we waiting for? Their modus operandi is reverse psychology. So they're war gaming on how to take over this republic. And we're sitting back just talking about, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. But
and that's because they've got the media that will call us terrorists. And so we just have to keep putting data out on them. But I agree with you that we're rapidly approaching a point of no return. And so it's a very dangerous situation.
Well, they say that our republic only functions with a well-informed population. So why the hell, excuse my language, are we letting big tech control the flow of information like that? I mean, come on, you got to create another URL. Why are we not rounding up big tech? Why are we not rounding up the DOJ and the FBI if they're not going to do their job?
I agree with you. That's Trump's biggest failing, because big tech was smart. They made it about me first. First they demonized me, they made about me, took me off, and then everybody else got took off once they had the precedent set. They were very, very smart. But now it's gone so far, Congress is taking action. There are DOD investigations. There isn't any trust thing happening. It needs to be busted up just like big telecoms are. Big telecoms are big corrupt corporations too, but they were never allowed to go that far because Congress busted their ass up. Jason, right. Thank you so much. Anything else? Anything else, Jason? Oh, he's gone. All right, yeah, Stuart's Skype crapped out, so we're going to let Stuart go. Appreciate Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. We're going to come back and talk to Derek and Terry, and then I'm going to end this transmission for myself, and I'm going to go to the doctor, and they're going to get pliers, and they're going to rip this wisdom tooth out because it is sending me for loops. So that is coming up. I'm going to feel so good after that. I'm going to think I'm going to come up here and work tonight. But you got Owen Schroer with the worm coming up, Paul Joseph Watson as well. In the next hour, but two more calls, this little short segment. And I just want to thank all our radio stations, all our TV stations. I want to thank the great crew. I want to thank everybody out there for keeping us on the air this long. It's been amazing, and we haven't compromised. We haven't backed down, and now we're on air when they thought they had to have us off. They're so upset that InfoWars is off. They've been trying to hack attack us every day for months to take us down, but you've kept us on air. So check out the new URL.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then
enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive.
Welcome back. Final segment I'm hosting. Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
If I hadn't been
some good news. Rose McGowan that Weinstein tried to rape slams Hillary Clinton on her birthday. Your campaign for rapists and your line, your pockets with pedophiles. So more and more people are coming out against him. I want to take a few phone calls right now, but shock video, Detroit election workers trained to kick out poll watchers, count challenge ballots, throw out provisional ballots, and fill in Joe Biden. Because, you know, Trump's Hitler, so it's the right thing to do. Derek in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air.
How are you, Alex?
Hey, brother, go ahead.
That's kind of weird. And shout out to Steve Rhodes. I'm part of the Oath Keepers. Weird that I decided to call today and he was actually on, but I mean,
that's right. You called him before he got on, even though he's coming on.
Yeah, I didn't even know. But yeah, 17 years, been listening to you, and keep up the good work. You guys are very truthful. I'm kind of right in the middle of the battleground up here, and I don't know what possessed me to move here, but she's beautiful. So
Wisconsin is incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about my girlfriend.
That too.
Yeah, Wisconsin is beautiful for sure. But yeah, I have some questions. I don't know how to get a hold of Steve Rhodes. I'm new to here. I've lived here about 6 months, so doing the best I can to get our neighborhood organized. But there's like four Republicans. I'm surrounded by the Biden folks. So, I just want to thank you.
Well, that's just because Wisconsin folks just think they're good Americans and they're sweet. They love everybody. They believe the line. You need to go educate them that those globalists are basically Chi-Com operatives.
And, right. And a lot of them, you know, are like the people in my neighborhood. They're old and set in their ways. They don't want to listen to the, you know, they don't want to wake up, and it's hard to wake them up. You know, I bought some Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, and thanks for those stickers. I've been planting those on every light pole I can find around
love it
here.
So, awesome.
But, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I really do.
Well, thank you. We love
it.
You. We love you, Derek. Be safe up in Wisconsin. Have some fun fishing up there, and be sure and vote. Terry in Indiana, we're on the air. Welcome. Last caller before Paul Watson takes over.
Yes. The reason I'm calling is because I watch you frequently, and I really have, like, studied a lot of these people since I started listening to you about a year ago. And I, in the last couple of weeks, no matter what you pull up online, no matter what it is, if every time you put Trump in, they're making Biden be Trump. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like,
no, same
Trump
thing.
Rally?
You go watch a Trump video. The next video is a Biden video. They're force feeding it everywhere.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to, and they're forcing Trump in the background. So right under it, they show a great big picture of Biden, and then they'll put next to it Trump. Like they're trying to mix the message that Biden is Trump.
They are a bunch of multinational, ruthless big tech companies that love communist China. That tells you everything you need to know. They love death camps. They love enslavement. They love forced abortion. They're monsters.
And under Tavistock, and I've searched a lot of that stuff and read different documents, and I came across something about 6 weeks ago, and everybody should be concerned about this. These are girls that look like they're being kidnapped. They're no clothes on. They're having all these different strapped down and electrocuted. It's really weird stuff.
Well, the Tavistock Institute runs the whole trans movement to take mentally ill children and cut their testicles off. So, yeah, it's a nightmare situation, Terry. Evil has taken over.
Oh, my God.
And it's trying to... But you can fight back. Everything is word of mouth. People are more hungry now than ever. So if you simply give them the URL, electionnight.news, electionnight.news, not com, .news, it's huge. The audio feeds, the video feeds, they're so scared of those URLs. Now they've banned Election 2020 Center, 2020 Election Center. So now you share electionnight.news. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in 60 seconds. CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this Tuesday, 27th of October edition, just 1 week out from the big day, Biden-Trump election 2020. We're going to get into that later on in the show. But first, I want to get into this, because once again, in the United Kingdom, we're seeing the drumbeat for the reopening of the migrant pipeline, specifically from France. Now we have more migrant deaths, of course, over in Italy. A couple of years ago, there was a political leader who managed to halve the number of migrant deaths as they were crossing that treacherous journey. Now, you would think that progressives would be all for halving the number of migrant deaths, given that they're supposedly so concerned about them with their hashtag refugees welcome signs. But no, the political leader who did that in Italy was a right-wing political leader called Matteo Salvini. By disincentivizing migrants making those dangerous journeys in the first place, by not giving them a basic taxi service into the country, he managed to halve the number of migrant deaths. In the United Kingdom, our government's taken a somewhat different approach, and it is giving them that taxi service. It's giving them, in many cases, free hotel room and board, free food, free money, free residency, while they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Of course, many of these asylum seekers have no right to asylum because, as the law states, you're supposed to seek asylum in the first country that they get to. But then again, in France, the benefits, the welfare system is not as plentiful as it is in the United Kingdom. So then they go to France, they come to the United Kingdom, and that's how we get situations like this, because our government is incentivizing the journeys. Headline out of Sky News. As of 20 minutes ago, two children among four dead after migrant boat sinks off French coast. Two children aged 5 and 8 are among four people who have died after a migrant boat sank off the coast of France. The deaths of the children, as well as a man and a woman, were confirmed by the Regional Administration for the Nord region. 15 migrants have been saved so far, according to the administration, which stressed the death toll may climb as search and effort rescues continue. So, we have more migrant deaths because our own government is incentivizing these dangerous migrant journeys. They also incentivized the migrant journeys of people coming from Libya a few years ago. Now, if you remember the disastrous mammoth mistake that was the intervention in Libya, the overthrow of Colonel Gaddafi, which led to jihadist warlords taking over the country, that policy wasn't a foreign policy dictated by Donald Trump. It was a foreign policy dictated primarily by Hillary Clinton when she was secretary and by the Obama
Biden administration. Now, what would have happened or what would not have happened if they didn't foresee and enact that policy of intervening in Libya and creating the migrant crisis in the first place? Well, we wouldn't have had many suicide bombing jihadist terror attacks in the West that followed, including the Manchester bombing in May of 2017 that killed 22 people, and maimed, wounded 800 others, many of them children, at an Ariana Grande concert. Because the culprit, the jihadist suicide bomber, Salman Abedi, was rescued from Libya from the civil war that was created as a result, as a direct result of the Obama-Biden administration intervention. He was rescued by the Royal Navy. He was brought to the United Kingdom in 2014. Less than 3 years later, he blew himself up, and he also blew up a bunch of kids. He was literally a refugee rescued from Libya by our government. And now, years later, we're having the public inquiry into the Manchester Arena suicide bombing. And what do we see? And I've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and more evidence continues to pour in that political correctness kills. Specifically, this individual, this suicide bomber, Salman Abedi, was reported to authorities numerous times, minutes, 6 minutes, 17 minutes before he blew himself up. He was reported to security guards. He was reported to police. Those warnings were not heeded because, as this headline proves, those security guards, those police were afraid of being branded racist. Yes, this actually happened. Headline. Security guard alerted to Manchester bomber says he didn't report terrorist for fear of being branded racist. And again, this is not the only example of this happening in this specific incident. The security guard who was alerted to the suspicious behavior of Manchester Arena suicide bomber Salman Abedi, 6 minutes before the terrorist blew himself up, said he didn't report Abedi for fear of being branded racist. Time and time again, we hear this argument from the left. Political correctness is just being nice to people. No. Once again, this is a specific example of where political correctness directly led to the deaths of nearly 24 people, some of them children, 800 people wounded. Specifically as a result of political correctness, because they could have stopped this guy. He was reported several times. All these security guards, all these police across the board failed to act, failed to alert their superiors because they thought the possibility that they would be rendered racist was a far more concerning scenario. Bearing in mind, these security guards, these police officers were trained in spotting suspicious behavior exhibited by terrorists. They knew what to look for. They knew this guy was suspicious. He was sweating. He had a massive backpack. He was kneeling down, praying to Allah. He was trying to access secure areas of the arena. And what did they do? They did nothing because, God forbid, someone might have called them racist. This sounds like some kind of plot out of a bizarre thriller, but it actually happened. Kyle Lawler, this is today, by the way, told an inquiry into the incident, which left 22 people dead and more than 800 wounded, many of them children, that he had received training in what to look out for, so he knew all the signs. He said, Abedi, and by the way, this security guard is white. Somebody on Twitter commented, oh, how could he be racist? How could he be seen as racist if he was a Muslim security? No, he was white. He was white. His name is Kyle Lawler, and he said Abedi, the terrorist, was sitting with a group of white people and was acting slightly nervous, in his own words. The security guard added that he had a bad feeling about the terrorist and felt he did not belong there. So he should have reported him to his superiors, and maybe there's a chance that this suicide bombing would have been prevented. What did he do? He failed to alert superiors because he was, quote, in his own words, scared of being wrong and being branded a racist, end quote. He thought he would get into trouble for, quote, judging someone by their race. This is the one time where judging someone, not just by their race, but by their behavior, which exhibited all the signs of potential terrorism about to happen, should have been enacted. And again, this was not the only time that this happened, as we previously highlighted and I talked about last week. Another eyewitness, they seem, look, he's fidgeting around. He has a giant backpack. He's arriving at an arena at the end of the concert. He's praying to Allah. He's trying to access secure areas of the arena. Oh, that's not suspicious at all, is it? Oh, but he's brown, so he can't do anything. Another eyewitness to Abdi's suspicious behavior reported the activity to security guard Mohammed Aga 17 minutes before the bomb was detonated, but said he was fobbed off. So they had it 17 minutes before, they had it 6 minutes before. We had another story last week of a police officer who was given a bravery award. She was alerted to this situation even before that. They failed to do anything because they were scared of being called racist. Another woman was interviewed by Sky News in the days after the attack, and she reported that a woman was acting suspiciously and fidgeting with her bag to security, but they did nothing. She was looking in the direction of where the explosion actually happened and smirking to set herself all night, said the woman. Minutes before the concert finished, the suspect disappeared. She tried to report it and said she was made by the security to feel uncomfortable. So at least three or four times they could have stopped this guy. They didn't do so because, God forbid, someone might call them racist. Absolutely despicable. Don't go anywhere.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover, and it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then, we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the Manchester bomber was seen numerous times by several eyewitnesses before the bombing, 6 minutes before, 17 minutes before, half an hour before. That was reported to the authorities, to the security guards, to the police. They all did nothing whatsoever. He detonated his bomb, killed 22 people, injured 800 more, ruined their lives forever. Brought in, as I mentioned, by the British Royal Navy as a refugee after the invasion, after the intervention, the disastrous intervention that Hillary Clinton cackled about in Libya. And we continue to see the effects of that reverberate to this day. Headline out of Breitbart, Tory councillor threatened with decapitation for Islamophobic comments on mosques. The Tory party councillor claimed that she received death threats after she made supposedly Islamophobic statements about British mosques and largely Muslim grooming gangs. This is a Conservative member of Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole Council, Beverly Dunlop, who said that man called her three times last week to threaten to cut off her head in retaliation to her comments. Now, that threat's been taken somewhat seriously because of what happened in Paris, France, a couple of weeks ago, where we had an 18-year-old Chechen Islamist jihadist behead a school teacher, literally cut his head off in public, as a revenge attack because the school teacher had dared to show cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to his pupils in a class about free speech, about freedom of expression. Now, the reaction to that in France, just as it was after Charlie Hebdo, was pretty good in the main. You know, mass protest marches, people demanding the right to free expression without intimidation. The response was pretty good. I'm glad that the Pope didn't pipe up this time, because after Charlie Hebdo, the Pope came out and said, well, if you punch my mother, then maybe you deserve what's coming to you. He literally, philosophically, rhetorically, morally sided with the jihadists that stormed the offices of the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists, massacred them in cold blood, and then went on to kill other people before they were caught. The Catholic Pope literally sided with the jihadists. This is something I've emphasized over and over again, by saying, oh, well, if you attack my beliefs, then I have the right to physically attack you. That's basically the spirit of what he was saying. So is it any surprise that this continues to happen over and over again? It happened in Paris a couple of weeks ago. And what was the reaction of one French ambassador after an Islamist had beheaded a Parisian school teacher in the capital of France? Was it to denounce Islam, or at least Islamism, extremist Islam? Was it to vehemently support and reinforce the right to freedom of expression? No, it was to say, and I quote, France is a Muslim country. He literally, this is the French ambassador to Sweden. Headline, French ambassador after Islamist beheading, France is a Muslim country. You know, there was a book written in 2015. It was actually published on the day, the very day of the Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris, by Michel Houellebecq, famous French author, where he predicted the gradual political and cultural subsummation and takeover of France by Islamists as a result of the capitulation of France's political class. Here we are 5 years later, and precisely that is happening. Quite prescient, old Michel Houellebecq. He also, of course, published Serotonin last year, which was written before the Yellow Vest protests, accurately predicting the rise of the Yellow Vest movement. And now, responding to the beheading of a school teacher by an Islamist in Paris, French ambassador to Sweden, Etienne de Gonville, told broadcaster SVT, quote, France is a Muslim country. And again, this was a response to the beheading of Samuel Paty by an 18-year-old Chechen jihadist in revenge for him showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, to give him credit, Emmanuel Macron, and I'm going to get into the response to him across the entire Muslim world, came out, vowed to protect freedom of expression, in honor of the victim, gave him France's highest honor possible for a civilian. He's on the rack, and I'm going to get onto that in a second. But his ambassador to Sweden openly capitulated to the same Islamist responsible for that beheading and for inciting it in the first place by declaring France is a Muslim country. Etienne de Gonville told Sweden's national broadcaster, first, France is a Muslim country. Islam is the second largest religion in France. We have anywhere between 4 and 8 million French citizens who have a Muslim heritage. He then claimed that it was, quote, Al-Qaeda propaganda and not Islam that was to blame for Patty's murder. Now, if you look at what actually led up to the beheading of this school teacher, that's complete BS. Because the Muslim community in that area, including several mosques which have now been raided, were deliberately inciting a revenge attack against that specific teacher because it got leaked that he had the temerity to show his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. So no, it wasn't Al-Qaeda propaganda. It wasn't ISIS that incited this terror attack against the teacher. It was that community. Not everyone in that community, but that community wouldn't describe itself as Al-Qaeda. They wouldn't describe themselves as terrorists or ISIS sympathizers. Most of them wouldn't. And yet they were to blame for the incitement that led to this beheading. So no, it has nothing to do with outside Al-Qaeda propaganda. This was a horrific chain of events that was very much centered in Paris, in that community. Bear in mind that after the 2015 Paris massacre, which led to the death of, I believe it was it 150, 200 people, one of the terrorists involved in that horrendous incident, Abdeslam, he escaped to a place called Molenbeek in Brussels, Belgium, and he remained there without being detected by the authorities for a number of weeks. How did he remain protected in that area of Molenbeek, which, by the way, we went to in 2015 and literally got chased out of there because we were white? He remained protected there thanks to the local community. That wasn't ISIS protecting him. That wasn't Al-Qaeda protecting him. Those were members of the infamous Molenbeek community, which is notoriously the worst example of how integration doesn't work in terms of mass immigration. So no, it's a wider problem than Al-Qaeda propaganda or ISIS influence. But he went on to say, the media must know how to address the issue of Islamic terrorism and not fall into the trap of the idea that it would supposedly offend Islam. Well, it has offended Islam, because now in numerous Muslim countries across the world, they're all boycotting French products and going mad at Emmanuel Macron simply for saying he's not going to tolerate violent Islamism. So yes, it has offended them. So he's completely wrong on both counts. Now, the French population's reaction to this was somewhat better. Poll 79% of French people believe Islamism has declared war on their country. This was conducted by polling firm IFOP after the murder of the geography teacher, the beheading, found that 87% of French people say they agree with the fact that secularism is now in danger in France, and 79% that Islamism has declared war on the nation and the republic. So a very different sentiment to their own ambassador to Sweden, who is literally fawning, genuflecting, capitulating to Islamism by saying, France is now a Muslim country, I guess they're in control. Summit.news, we'll be right back, don't go away.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control of every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation.
I want this to sink in, and I want it to sink in real good, and to everybody listening, including my own brain. This lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already started over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the words. Please tell folks about band.video and the facts that are posted there.
Band.video.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
Six months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, oh, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and of course zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that say they've got to be in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we've seen the reaction in France to the beheading of a schoolteacher by an Islamist jihadist in Paris. We've seen the reaction from their ambassador who says France is a Muslim country. I guess you just have to get used to it. Sadiq Khan once said, I guess this is just the price of living in a major city, right? But what's the reaction internationally? Well, here it is out of RT headline. Macron's Islam remarks bring arch rivals Iran and Saudi Arabia together to join growing Muslim condemnation of French leader. They've had giant protests in all these Muslim countries. They've boycotted French products simply because of what Emmanuel Macron said. Now, Emmanuel Macron is not Marine Le Pen. Emmanuel Macron is not Geert Wilders. He basically said, we need to fight the scourge of violent Islamism and support free speech. That's all he said. He specifically delineated between the Muslim population, the religion of peace, and violent Islamist extremists. But no. Now imagine reacting to that by weighing it up and thinking, well, this innocent teacher's just been beheaded on the streets of Paris. Who are we going to side with? Are we going to side with the innocent teacher? Are we just going to let it go? Or are we literally going to rhetorically and morally side with the Islamists who incited and supported his beheading? And in terms of Iran and Saudi Arabia and Turkey, they've chosen to side with the Islamist extremists. Angry rebukes of Emmanuel Macron continue to arrive from across the Muslim world. Iran and Saudi Arabia, which usually don't see eye to eye, have condemned the French president's remarks about Islam. And again, his remarks were, quote, that Patty, the school teacher, was, quote, killed because Islamists want our future, adding that France will not give up our cartoons. So he's specifically talking about Islamists, political Islam that wants to take over France. He's basically saying we're not going to let political extremists take over our country. No, that's not good enough. We're going to boycott your entire country. We're going to incite mass riots and protests across the Muslim world. They've really got it locked down, haven't they? For example, you look at the UK. When that Islamist individual tried to tear down a cross in a church in East London, the reverend of the local church, we had this story last week, reacted by expressing sympathy for the Islamist. Oh, but he was just mentally ill. He wasn't an Islamist, we promise. He expressed sympathy that the guy tearing down the Christian cross from the top of the church wasn't harmed. That's capitulation. All Macron does is says we're not going to let political Islam take over our country. We support free speech. Now he's being roundly condemned. His country's being boycotted. On Tuesday, the Iranian Foreign Ministry summoned the French Charge d'Affaires over Macron's remarks. Earlier on Monday, the comments were condemned by Iranian lawmakers and judiciary, while their foreign minister slammed what he called colonial regimes for exporting hatred and victimizing Muslims. Again, trying to get the sympathy vote by playing the victim when an Islamist has just literally beheaded a poor innocent guy on the street. Oh, let's side with the guy who decapitated him. Yeah, that's really going to give you the moral high ground, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. And then today, Arc de Triomphe area in Paris evacuated over bomb threat. No doubt that there are going to be more attacks in the coming weeks. Police in Paris cordoned off an area around the iconic Arc de Triomphe after a bomb alert on Tuesday. The alert was raised over a suspicious bag found on the nearby Champ de Mars, which local media reported as containing different kinds of ammunition. And I've seen the pictures of that on Twitter. Basically a bag full of high caliber ammunition. So potentially someone was planning yet another attack in Paris. But as the French ambassador said, France is now a Muslim country. So I guess we just need to get used to that. Just need to get used to that. Moving on. Actress Emily Ratajkowski says she won't reveal baby's gender until child is 18. So this model, this actress who is expecting her first child, says she won't reveal the baby's gender until it's able to choose its own gender aged 18. Now, that's going to create a life of abject misery, of depression, chronic confusion for this child. She said, quote, "We like to respond that we won't know the gender until our child is 18 and that they'll let us know then." So this kid, this poor kid, is going to be brought up for 18 years minimum of its life, completely confused, with no positive imprinting from its own parents, not even knowing what gender it is. Now, you know what they're going to enforce on it. They're going to enforce this gender fluid mental illness. The kid is going to become mentally ill. It's going to become suicidal, chronically depressed. And by the way, that's what big LGBT advocacy organizations talk about, the fact that chronic depression and suicide rates in gay people and transgender people are far higher than within the heterosexual community. They admit to it. And this woman who is having a newborn baby has basically now announced that she's going to induct her child into that lifetime of mental illness. Great parenting there. And I'm going to get onto those figures in a second. But that wasn't enough. Not enough that she's going to have a gender fluid baby for those woke social media points for the next 18 years. She also basically threw the unborn child under a bus if it comes out as a biological male. It gets even worse. Listen to this. "The model expressed concerns that if the baby was male, it would exert its white privilege on the world." She said, "I've known far too many white men who move through the world unaware of their privilege, and I've been traumatized by my many experiences with them." Okay. You're literally one of the most successful models/actresses in the world, but yeah, you've really been traumatized, okay. "And boys too, it's shocking to realize how early young boys gain a sense of entitlement to girls' bodies and to the world in general. I'm not scared of raising a bad guy, as many of the men I've known who abuse their power do so unintentionally." She's literally creating a childhood completely premised on negativity, depression, and self-loathing. People like this should be barred from having children, if anyone is going to be. Ratajkowski's refusal to treat the baby as its proper biological sex will undoubtedly lead to a childhood of confusion and misery, given that many people who identify as transgender or gender fluid are chronically depressed. Now, you don't need to take my word for that, because I've linked to the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, which says, quote, transgender youth are far more likely than their non-transgender peers to experience depression, nearly 4 times the risk. Goes on to say LGBTQ young people are more than twice as likely to feel suicidal and over 4 times as likely to attempt suicide compared to heterosexual youth. So the very studies by the foundations that supposedly support the LGBT movement admit that that lifestyle, the promotion of that lifestyle, not only does it shave, I think the studies say it shaves for gay people 15 years off their lives because of HIV and other illnesses and the drugs that they have to take to treat that. It's an admitted fact that they're literally 4 times more likely to commit suicide. And in fact, 1 in 5 transgender youth do actually attempt to commit suicide. So she's literally inducting her unborn child into this lifestyle, which is proven to cause chronic depression, misery, and suicide. Apparently, the actress is more interested in scoring woke political points and securing the approval of a demented fringe gender extremist than caring for her own child's well-being. All I can say is good luck to the kid. But of course, this is the new religion, and this is being celebrated all across the mainstream media today. Oh, by the way, if you look at her husband and you look at her, you kind of get an insight into why this happened. Just Google her husband and then compare how he looks to her, and you'll probably see what I mean. Going to come back after the break, get into the election, get into more social media censorship. Summit.news, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
China is open, America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from, but that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese, world government power grab.
As I take this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. But the whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Oberman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
In January and February of the year 2020, the communist superstate China, working through the United Nations, told the world how we are now supposed to live our lives after COVID. Permanent social distancing, permanent mask, apps that track everywhere we go and what we do, contact tracers coming to our doors with the police and dragging us away. This is the authoritarian medical tyranny takeover, and it's never going to end until we start standing up and saying no. Already Fauci and the WHO and the communist Chinese are all over the news saying the lockdowns are permanent. Bill Gates said at least 10 years last week until restrictions are raised. By then, we'll all be totally and completely trained to live under slavery, and it will never end. This is the authoritarian takeover. Everyone must resist. Everyone must speak up. Everyone must say no now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the actress Emily Ratajkowski has announced that she's going to be inducting her child into a lifetime of misery, chronic depression, and potential suicide by not allowing it to, or not even imprinting on it, the idea of a biological gender. That's being celebrated across the entire mainstream media because, of course, that's now progressive now to have massive depression and suicide rates in young people. That's normal. That's been completely normalized. That's trendy. That's progressive. Of course, Joe Biden has asked the question or made the statement on many occasions, what kind of character is America going to choose? What the character of what America will represent after this 2020 election? He came out during the last debate and literally said he would make it easier for transgender children to transition. Oh, but the AP did a fact check and said that Biden didn't say that transgender children should be able to transition. He just said he would make it easier for them to do so. So he did actually say it, but he didn't say it because we fact checked it and we said he didn't. So that's the kind of America, that's the character of America that Joe Biden represents. And I'll quote him. He said, quote, the idea that an 8-year-old, and by the way, he was asked a question by a mother who had an 8-year-old kid who she said was transgender, as if kids should be exposed to any kind of sexuality at that age. That's completely disgusting. But Biden responded, the idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It would make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. So he rhetorically, morally sided with the idea of normalizing transgender children. Oh, but AP did a fact check and he didn't actually say that, even though he did. That's the kind of America that Joe Biden represents. Meanwhile, and bear with me while I read this headline because it's somewhat of a struggle. This is out of the Metro. Okay, before I read it, Sam Smith is this insufferable attention whore pop star in the United Kingdom who at the start of the COVID pandemic staged a picture of himself crying outside his home because he was so lonely. He's an attention whore. He's insufferable. About a year ago, he decided that he was non-binary, whatever that means. And now the Metro reports, he's male, by the way, he's biologically male. The Metro reports, Sam Smith says they want to be mummy to future kids as they address struggles of changing pronouns. It's really difficult. Not as difficult, I would venture, as writing that headline. Because Sam Smith, when he came out as non-binary, demanded to be referred to as they, and that's caused a lot of difficulty with headline writers in the year since. But the article says, Sam Smith has said they want to be a, this is written like it's a 5-year-old pidgin English article. Sam Smith has said they want to be a mummy to their future children as they opened up about how things became complicated when changing their pronouns. Now, I believe he's gay, or maybe he doesn't identify, mummy, as he's now apparently called, maybe they, mummy, doesn't identify as gay anymore, but I presume he's gay. So he's going to have to adopt children, God forbid, and this is the childhood that they're being inducted into from they, mummy. The music star came out as non-binary last year, asking fans to refer to them using the pronouns they, them, rather than he, him. As a person who identifies as non-binary does not define themselves exclusively as male or female. He said that he wants to have kids by the age of 35. God forbid. I want all of it. I want to have kids. I want to be with the kids. And I want to watch them grow and be with them every day. They revealed. This is how they pander to this total insanity in mainstream media articles, even on the though on the face of it, it's completely deranged. But he doesn't want to be just called they. He says, I want to be mummy. I'm definitely going to do that at some point, but I've still got more in me. So they, mummy, Sam Smith, them have decided that they might have children, and God forbid, once again, good luck to those children, because they'll need it. Meanwhile, more mental illness. New TikTok trend threatening to kneecap people who don't support Black Lives Matter. A new TikTok trend has emerged in which leftists playfully threaten to kneecap anyone who doesn't support Black Lives Matter. Hashtag tolerance. Hashtag love wins. Actually, it's funny because the video of this, the first individual of non-binary appearance is threatening to kneecap people who don't support Black Lives Matter while wearing a t-shirt that says love wins. So loving. I can just feel it radiating from here. Clips uploaded to the Chinese spying website that should have been banned months ago. It's actually banned in Pakistan for being immoral based. Shows users, most of them young women displaying LGBT colors, dancing while miming to the words, if you don't support Black Lives Matter, I'll break your kneecaps, which is a Japanese word for cat, which is used to describe characters in anime because, of course, they're into anime. Now, there's a common trend amongst these people, and, of course, they all look completely chronically depressed, suicidal, and mentally deranged. The same kind of lifestyle that Emily Ratajkowski is gleefully inducting her newborn child into, with the vast praise and celebration of the mainstream media. Now, of course, there was a previous viral TikTok trend that emerged last month, which featured parents and older siblings throwing their babies off camera to the tune of a hip-hop song about abortion before twerking. And this is only scratching the surface of the degenerate immoral horror that TikTok has ravaged on the Western world, and yet wasn't banned by Trump because a judge in America reversed that executive order. I'm sure we'll have more stories on TikTok in the very near future as it continues to corrode the morality of today's youth as chronic depression, prescriptions of antidepressant pills and suicide attempts continue to escalate and soar and rise. No connection whatsoever to that, though. Meanwhile, NPR hides fact that man accused of plotting to kill Biden was a Bernie bro who possessed book on Islam. So basically, this came out on Friday. Police found in the vehicle of 19-year-old Alexander Hillel Treisman an AR-15 rifle, a canister of explosive material, as well as books on bomb making and Islam. And when I saw this story emerge on Twitter on Friday, the comments were just a raft of, oh no, another violent extremist Trump supporter planning terrorism. Turns out that he was a Bernie supporter. In fact, Washington Post buried that stated motive, which was in his own manifesto, where he said he wanted to kill Bernie, in his own words, kill Biden in order to protect Bernie, in paragraph 15 of its report. But neither NPR or the Huffington Post mentioned this crucial detail. So he was found with all the explosives, all the ammunition. He was found with the bomb-making material, the books on Islam. And what was the immediate response from NPR and Huffington Post readers to this story? Well, one of them said, quote, another Trump-loving incel. He bought the full MAGA package, apparently. White House gift shop? Yeah, because I've seen a lot of Trump supporters writing about how much they love Bernie while possessing books on bomb making and Islam. That's very MAGA-ish, isn't it? Another one said the president is an inspiration to the next generation of domestic terrorists, ready to defend white supremacy to the death. Nice work there, Trumpers. So the guy was a unhinged Bernie Sanders supporter, much like James T. Hodgkinson, who tried to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen back in 2018. This guy was plotting to kill Biden while he was still fighting with Bernie in the primaries. The police found him. Luckily, he didn't follow through with the plot. He went back home. But then when the media reported it, they left out the fact that he was at least a leftist, maybe even an Islamist. And then the reaction was, oh, well, he must be a Trump supporter. Meanwhile, female cop run over by BLM mob in Philadelphia. Looks like the riots are going to intensify over the next week before the election because a guy with a knife was advancing towards police. The police told him to put down the knife. He continued to advance towards them. They shot him dead. He's now the new hero of Black Lives Matter. Mass rioting, mass looting in Philadelphia. They rammed through a police cordon, broke a police woman's leg, and that's going to continue tonight, and it's probably going to run up right and up until the election. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news.